Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Law enforcement officials don't know who left the Nissan Pathfinder behind, but at this point, the mayor believes the suspect acted alone.
If I had to guess 25 cents, this would be exactly that. Somebody
who's homegrown,
maybe a mentally deranged person or somebody with a political agenda that doesn't like the health care bill or something. It could be anything.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Mayor Bloomberg yesterday on CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. Bloomberg says that he thinks it's a homegrown type Tea Party or anti-government run healthcare group. Of course, now they're saying they have a Pakistani suspect in custody, and Pakistan has arrested 8 people. Number one, you can't believe anything that comes out of the government. There are real terror attacks. There are staged terror attacks. There are provocateur terror attacks. And we'll have to wait and see until evidence starts coming out in court. But that's why they have these special military kangaroos, secretive courts, so you can't ever find out. See, that's the beauty of what our republic offers us. The AP reports, of course, they've had to now order the release on bond of all of the Hatari militia because their case is falling apart. They've got one audio recording in a car of the leader of the Hatari, a tiny 9-member militia, 2 of which were feds, 1 an FBI agent, the other an informant. And you can hear him provocateuring on the tape. Whoever is goading him and asking the questions is clearly the Fed, who they admit was surreptitiously recording it. And they are now ordering, the federal judge is ordering that they be released on their own recognizance, but that they be monitored by ankle bracelets. But that's because we have some type of court system. Yes, it's corrupt. Yes, it's got problems, but it's the best in the world. And we need to defend our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, because that's what court is about. It's about showing the proof. Why did they bust Hatari? Why did they set him up? Because they want to create the illusion that gun owners and conservatives and libertarians are going to carry out terror attacks. I mean, you've seen the media frame yours truly, frame Ron Paul, frame Bob Barr, frame Chuck Baldwin, and claim that, you know, we're involved with a terrorist or extremist, and that, well, you've seen the media specifically with yours truly say that I'm calling for the murder of police and military, which is the absolute 180-degree opposite. I am for having state grand juries indict criminals in government and corporate structure who've committed crimes, and I do want them brought to justice. And we do have SPP, North American Union documents, that are treasonous. And, you know, if a jury finds them guilty of treason, well, you know what the penalty for that is. But again, that's through the court system. They get a trial. I get a trial. Everyone is supposed to get a trial and a jury of their peers. But you're not going to get that in this case. And we've seen the feds cook the bomb, train the driver, deliver the bomb in 1993. That is on record, New York Times, CBS News. And they've now, last year, released the audio tapes because the informant knew they were setting him up. He said, look, first it wasn't going to be a real bomb. Then you said make another one so it'd stick in court. Now you're saying let the bombing go forward? This is disgusting. I'm not going to be part of this. And the feds are like, you've been keeping receipts. You've been telling other FBI agents, don't. You shouldn't be talking about this. Because they were planning to set up Ahmad Salam. So we don't know what happened here. It is so shoddy. The bomb is so ridiculous and so mindless that it may be real. I mean, you heard Gerald Celente, 2 weeks ago here, say 2010 will be the year of terror out of Pakistan. Real attacks. We got predator drones killing whole families. They're going to strike back. You heard it here first. 2010, Pakistan, real attacks.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, we've got our once-a-month visit with Mike Rivero, always informative, and then Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers on a host of issues. The media's attempt to demonize Oath Keepers is basically terrorist. He's also done an interview with Raw Story where he talked about how, you know, they were exposing Bush, how he was exposing Bush when he worked for Ron Paul, how we have a bipartisan problem in this country. He will be joining us coming up today. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. Okay, I want to give the phone number out and take phone calls in this hour and cover the arrest reportedly in Pakistan and the United States of this Faisal, I don't know how you pronounce it, Faisal Shahzad, who reportedly is the prime suspect in the failed dud gasoline propane bomb on May Day in Times Square. I don't know if this is real. I don't know if it's provocateur. I don't know if it's staged. All I do know is that our supposed government has a long history of staging events, and they've been caught red-handed many times. So we have to look at this from a very, very suspect point of view. But because it was so ridiculously inept and unsophisticated, it looks like something that could be real. I mean, just out of the gates, it could be real. Gerald Celente, who's got a great brain, one of the best trends forecasters out there, one of the best track records, said 2010. He said this 2 weeks ago on the show. In fact, he said it a month before that. He comes on once a month. So he said that several times the last few months, that 2010 will be the year of terrorism. And he predicted it would be low-intensity type car bombs in the United States out of Pakistan, and that it would be real. And he agrees there is some stage government terror, but he said that the Predator drones flying around killing people, I mean, they'll kill a wedding of 140-plus people just to kill one person. And that makes these tribal groups very angry. They believe an eye for an eye, and they will try to strike the United States. I mean, what would you do if somebody, no judge, no jury, no nothing, just dropped a Hellfire missile down into the middle of your wedding or into your mosque or into your business or into an apartment building? Who cares about collateral damage? Now, remember Bush making jokes, what was it, 4 years ago about no WMDs here, no WMDs there at the White House correspondents' dinner? Even if you believe the war was righteous and just, you don't sit around and make jokes about the fact that they lied about WMDs to launch the war. You don't make jokes about war that has killed, what is it, 5,000-plus U.S. troops and over a million Iraqis. It's disgusting. It's evil. And the Washington Post is asking today, was it insensitive that Barack Obama made jokes about Predator drone attacks in Pakistan? Well, of course it was insensitive. I mean, can you imagine if the leader of a foreign country was at a big press dinner wearing a tuxedo, making jokes about truck bombs killing hundreds of Americans? The outrage would be off the chart, and the outrage would be real. But this arrogance is meant to incite people. It is meant to enrage individuals. This is psychological warfare. Obama also made jokes about, you know, we played clips yesterday, we'll play them again today, saying, look, the Republicans say there are several hidden provisions in the health care bill. No, there are hundreds. And that's actually true. And he went on to make a joke. He said, at least my approval rating is higher in my country of birth, Kenya. Well, that's actually true. He's got like a 90-something percent approval rating in the numbers I've seen in Kenya. I mean, it's all over the newspapers there that he was born there and his grandmother talks about it. Michelle Sotaro, known as Michelle Obama, brags in multiple speeches saying, you know, when we go back to his country of birth, his home country of Kenya, it's a sickening joke in our face. And he went further. He said, all of this tonight is brought to you by Goldman Sachs, and they don't care if you don't laugh at the jokes because they're making all the money. Well, that was another true statement. His number one contributor, Goldman Sachs, most of his cabinet, Goldman Sachs, his entire economic team, from Larry Summers to Geithner to the Fed chair, they're all Goldman Sachs. I mean, it is brought to you by Goldman Sachs, and they don't care if you're angry. They don't care if you're upset. They're going to throw it in your face. So, see, everything that these presidents now say in these disgusting press dinners is a in-your-face, rub your face in it. That's what they're doing. And they rub the face of their enemies in this arrogance. They know exactly what they are doing. Now, going back to Faisal Shahzad, who has been arrested, and they're saying he's the prime suspect, and there's supposedly eight men arrested in Pakistan, but you can't believe anything the Pakistani government says. You talk about a barrel of snakes. I mean, it's one of the most corrupt governments on earth. So corrupt, the globalists gave them nukes. They're like, wow, you're evil. Here, we'll just give you some nukes. And you know, to menace India. It's all part of Balkanization. We've got to attack Iran. Someday they might get a nuke. There's no evidence of that, but we've got to attack them. Meanwhile, Pakistan, just a few hundred miles away, has a whole bunch of nukes and medium-range missiles that can deliver them more than 3,000 kilometers. They can get their missiles off the ground. They can get their missiles into orbit. North Korea can't do that. Pakistan can. Smart folks over there. And see, the smarter the government, the smarter the people they have to pull from, the more evil. Why do you think the globalist system based out of Europe and the United States and England is so evil? Because they've got their you-know-what together. You get evil people into power, and they expand their empires. Now, what I do know is there's non-stop fear-mongering. In fact, cue that Bloomberg clip up again. I want to play it again in a moment. Bloomberg on CBS News last night saying he believes that someone in the Tea Party probably did this. If he had to bet, he would say it was a Tea Party or anti-Obama person. Think about that. And I have another article here that Kurt Nemo wrote for Infowars.com where he links to scores of supposed left-wing George Soros-type funded blogs. Left media bloggers blame Times Square bomb on Tea Party. And this was going on May 3rd yesterday. So the hype is now intensifying. And Bloomberg is out there saying he thinks that Tea Party-type people are behind this. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Law enforcement officials don't know who left the Nissan Pathfinder behind, but at this point, the mayor believes the suspect acted alone.
If I had to guess 25 cents, this would be exactly that. Somebody
who's homegrown,
maybe a mentally deranged person or somebody with a political agenda that doesn't like the health care bill or something. It could be anything.
There you go. And so remember that, America. When there are terror attacks in this country, the system is going to do whatever it can to blame it on Americans that support the Constitution. You could be anti-war and you want war declared and you don't want to aggressively, preemptively invade a country. They're going to imply you're a terrorist. Or you could be a constitutionalist against the Patriot Act. Or a constitutionalist who wants to control our borders and our sovereignty. They're going to call you a racist and a terrorist. You could be against the government taking over health care. By the way, I've got articles here from all over the nation. In fact, Rob Dew, I think you took that article out of here where the levy official, who we're going to get on tomorrow, said that he was in a meeting with FEMA and they admitted this insurance that they're forcing everybody to buy, this flood insurance, is simply just a bailout to the insurance companies that they've been ordered to do it. Will you bring that article back in? Thanks, because it was here in my stack. The point is that anybody who opposes the out-of-control looting that is going on at every level of society, anyone who is against that is going to be labeled a terrorist or a racist or a criminal. And that is the essence of tyranny. When the government starts demonizing citizen opposition to legislation and laws and implying that you are evil and dangerous if you oppose it and that you're going to carry out terror attacks, you better believe the government, owned by foreign offshore banks criminally, fraudulently, is getting ready to frame you. And listening to Fox News, listening to CNN, just randomly driving in this morning on XM, it was the same script. They had Congressman Israel on Fox saying, it's a new way of life in America. We've got to give our rights up. You know, things have changed. Get ready for more of this. Same stuff we heard within 20 minutes of 9/11. The exact same talking point. If it's a new world order, we've got to give up our liberties now. That's just the way it is. You see the preconditioning immediately. And then I tuned over to CNN and they were saying, citizens are scared. We talked to this New York mother who says she's afraid to go out now. And it's just so frightening. And she doesn't know when the terrorists are going to hit. Even if the terrorism is real, and most of it isn't. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice, literally. You've got a many, many better times chance of drowning. Thousands of times better chance of dying in a car wreck. Or having a tree fall on you. Or dying in an earthquake. I mean, it's ridiculous. You've got the media just squeezing every ounce of fear and hyperventilation out of it they can and just constantly talking about, oh, thank God the authorities saved us, not public servants. The authorities, the officials, what would we do without them?
What would we do? We're in so much danger. Oh.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Stuart Rhodes coming up in the last hour to talk about the demonization of the Tea Party and, of course, Oath Keepers. We've got Mike Rivero coming up in the next hour. I do want to take your calls. I've got a bunch of other police state and anti-Second Amendment and global carbon tax and world government news all over the mainstream media as they push their takeover that I want to go over. But let's go ahead and start going to your phone calls right now before we run out of time in this first hour. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. I called last week, and I was the one that broke the opium, why we tolerate the opium video.
That's right. Well, you told us about the Fox News piece where they said, yes, our government grows the opium in Afghanistan. It's good, I guess.
I have another video. This time it's Chris Matthews contradicting himself. It's, you can go to YouTube and type in war veterans over-medicated to death at VA hospital, or just put in war veterans over-medicated. So here he talks about how socialized medicine, here he breaks the story of how socialized medicine basically killed somebody.
Did he make the point that it was socialized medicine?
No, he didn't, but he's basically covering VA hospital.
Because that's what they do. Oh, you have back pain, here's some Prozac. Oh, you need a new knee, surgery, we'll just give you cortisone shots. I mean, that's what they actually call for with these bioethicist boards. I mean, that's what Daschle wrote in his book. That's what they do in Europe in the many areas. But Matthews knows that the average person's not putting two and two together like you did.
Okay. Yeah. Also, I want to break to you, if you go to Google and type in, if this is another one, this is for the carbon trading, whatever. Well, did you know that Monsanto's involved in carbon trading now?
Oh, absolutely. So is Enron. I mean, they cooked it all up.
Yeah. Also, let's see. Do you mind if I suggest a guest, maybe?
Sure, of course.
Okay. Back in the 80s, there was this Soviet defector propagandist, and he has some videos on YouTube. His name is Yuri Bresmanov. I think if you can contact him, he'd be good to have as a guest, because he talks about how socialism and propaganda is used.
Yeah, I've seen some of those videos. What's his name again?
Yuri Bresmanov. It's Edward Griffin. And you had on your show, G. Edward Griffin.
Yeah, that's right. He's interviewed him, and how they use hate crime and how they divide different groups of people against each other and how they take over society. And then once they've got you dependent, then they start playing groups off against each other for the resources that the government controls. Good call, Jonathan. I appreciate the points. Adam in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Alex, hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, two quick points. Time for your other callers. Number one, I watched the entire commencement speech with Obama, and I don't understand how Americans are not up in arms over them making fun at our expense.
Well, that's part of the domination. Part of the psychological warfare is they just laugh at you and make jokes and say, we don't care if you don't like the government takeover of health care, it's for your own good. Ha, 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 you're a bunch of idiots. It's part of making you feel helpless. It's like that Pennsylvania ad. Did you hear us play that? Where they're like, Tom, we're watching you. We know who you are. Nice car, nice house. What's not nice is you owe us money. You better give it to us right now. We're Big Brother. They're looking at the planet from space. They've got the satellites. They're God. You're just a little cockroach. They rule.
Yes, ad you were talking about, it sounds like something off of a video game I would have played, a couple years back. It's just very creepy. And the second point I was wanting to make is, I'm a senior finance major here at WVU, and the professors that are in with the globalists are preaching globalization in all of the classes along all mediums of education. They are almost requiring that you take at least one class in globalization and how it's going to make our lives so much better.
Well, I mean, look, college is just it's complete brainwashing. It's all financed by the government with our tax money to sell everyone on giving up our liberties and freedoms.
It is. They've designed it to where instead of having free-thinking Americans like myself and you, they've designed it to where we all come out of this educational system as zombies, as their tools to get their agenda through. And without your movies and other people like you getting the message out, we're doomed.
Well, it's up to all of us to get the message out and to ring the alarm. This tyranny is so egregious, so out in the open. If we simply show people and educate people on what's happening, we should be able to defeat it. We'll be right back with more of your calls and some amazing anti-gun legislation. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I'm going back to your phone calls in a moment, but you cannot make stuff up like this. Chicago Tribune reports, state Senate approves daily backed gun bill, and it's mandatory sentencing if you're caught with a firearm and don't have the state license, because there you have to have a license, period. And they've created special state police teams. You see it in the news all the time, where generally it's some old man or old woman. A lot of times it's widows, because, you know, women won't own guns, but their husband will. You know, their husband's into guns, but they're not. Their husband dies because he's 85 years old. Then I've seen countless numbers of these cases. And then a few days after the yearly gun permit runs out, a state police SWAT team hits the house, takes all the guns, and arrests the old lady. But the way the law was written previously, they could go to court and show that they weren't aware of it, and they would just get probation, which is bad enough. This is mandatory. Mandatory at least 1 year in prison. And the judge instructs the jury that they have no other choice, that you will go to jail, mandatory 1 year. You could serve as long as 3 years if you have a gun. And then they just start making it harder and harder to get the license, and it'll just be like Chicago or New York City, where basically there is no Second Amendment. They want to have that statewide. And Daley, the mob boss, the son of one of the most famous mob bosses in U.S. history, of course, wants his slaves disarmed. The criminals of the nation, you know, all run to New York and Chicago because there they can have their way with the public. They are having multiple shootings and deaths per day. It's almost as violent as south of the border, Mexico, up there. It is just crime-ridden. The police are amongst some of the most corrupt in the nation, and that's not debatable. That's on record. And now, statewide, they want to go after the gun owners. And so in the next few days, I'm going to get the Illinois State Rifle Association on the broadcast. I was on their website just scrolling through the different bills, and it says press release, bill that would effectively prohibit African Americans and Hispanics from buying guns advances in the Illinois General Assembly. And it's HB 6123, and I'm actually reading the text of the bill, and I can't believe this. It says that the gun shop will be liable if they do not racially profile Hispanics and blacks and check police databases to see if they're affiliated with a gang. I mean, this is incredible. As if the gang members are walking into stores and buying guns, most of them already have felonies. You already go through a NICS system. When you go in to buy the gun, you're put through a federal database to begin with. So they've already got you there. You know, it was the Ku Klux Klan and the Democratic Party that passed the first gun laws in the 1870s after the Civil War. Because we're not going to let these black people have guns. We're not going to let them protect themselves. There were a few cases of where the Klan and others were trying to lynch blacks and they would fight back effectively. And so they said, well, we're just going to pass some gun laws here. And that's what they did. And here it is, HB 6123 promotes racial profiling at its worst, commented ISRA Executive Director Richard Pearson. Popular culture has branded urban minorities with a gangsta stereotype that is pervasive well beyond the confines of actual criminal enterprises. And we've actually played news clips and actually interviewed guests from Arkansas, Kansas, and other states where they're going into small towns and saying if someone's missing a finger or someone has tattoos, black, white, it doesn't matter, don't sell them a gun and call Homeland Security. Do you know how many people in rural areas are missing fingers? Because they actually work for a living in metal shops or on tractors. I've worked on several ranches. During the summers, they would send me down to work on the ranch. I was in high school 5 years. 1 year, my dad just pulled me out of school and said, you're in too much trouble fighting and, you know, carousing around with women. When I was 16, he said, I'm just taking you out of school. I'm sending you down here to work. And so I've seen it. I mean, I'd have to say 1 out of 10 cowboys is missing a finger. A lot of people are missing arms. It said, if you have burns on your hands, have you ever seen a rancher or a farmer's hands? Battery acid burns all over them, cuts all over them. I mean, I got cuts all over my hands from maybe all total a year and a half of working on a ranch. I mean, I got cuts. I got scars all over my hands. I mean, when I worked, I had thick, quarter-inch thick calluses. I mean, it was like the soles of my feet on my hands. And it says in these manuals that we posted up at Infowars.com that if you've got rough-looking hands or cuts on your hands or burns on your hands, you don't get a gun. No judge, no jury. Of course, they have the bill introduced by Chertoff's minion, the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel. You've got congruency there, saying that if we think maybe, this is a quote, if we think maybe you could possibly be a terrorist, that's a quote, if we think maybe you could possibly be a terrorist, and you're on a no-fly list, no judge, no jury. They won't tell you how you get on it. They just throw, now it's 1.5 million Americans on it. Now you're not going to be able to buy a gun. Well, let me give you a newsflash. That's already going on. And veterans are going in trying to buy guns, and for no reason they can't. And so now, oh, you're black. Oh, you're Hispanic. You might be, you have a shaved head and you're white. You know, the hair's falling out on the top of your head. You know me, I'm not ashamed of the fact my hair is falling out. I'm not worried about it. In a couple of years, I'm just shaving it. You won't see the old Alex Jones with hair on top. The way my hair is falling out, in 2-3 years, it'll be almost, you know, pretty much bald on top. But it seems to fall out and then wait a few years, then more falls out. So maybe 5 years from now, I'll shave my head. Oh, that's it. Can't buy a gun. You must be a white supremacist. Is Michael Jordan a white supremacist? No, I mean, he's bald on top, so he just started shaving it. But no, you're not allowed to be white in this bill and shave your head. So you might be part of a white supremacist gang. And how many Americans have tattoos now? It's got to be half the people I know have got tattoos all over them. I mean, it's as mainstream as owning a car now. I mean, it's just, oh, sorry, got tattoos. Oh, boy. All right, I'm already digressing. It's just all these different bills, a flotilla of bills at the state level all over the country, but a gaggle of them in Illinois as that mafia system prepares to take over. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Mike in Indiana. You're on the air, Mike.
How you doing, Alex?
I guess I'm doing okay, buddy. What's up?
Yeah. Just seems like a lot of circumstances and just seems like a lot of things are going on all at once as far as, I don't know, coincidental. I mean, distractions. And I don't know, this car in New York or van or whatever it is, smoking. I mean, what caused the smoke? Why is it smoking? What is the smoke from? I mean, you know, I see that nymph. Have you been to the website whatdoesitmean.com before?
Yes.
Okay, there's a pretty interesting article on there. I don't know how valid they are or not, but you might want to check into that on the website.
Yeah,
there.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
But go ahead.
There's just a lot of circumstances going on, and I don't know, it just drives you crazy. I don't know. I probably shouldn't have called. But
no, Mike, I mean, it's good questions you have, and I appreciate your call. Look, we have Operation Ajax. We have Operation Northwoods. We have the Gulf of Tonkin. We have Operation Gladio. We have the NATO option. We have the Army field manuals. It is standard operating procedure for the crooks that have taken over our society to stage terror attacks or to find unstable people and to protect them. I mean, look at the underwear bomber. I said for a few weeks I didn't know exactly what was happening, but it was very suspicious the way it was being hyped, the way they were promoting naked body scanners within minutes of it happening, saying they just now ordered them when they'd ordered them a year before. And then it came out that thing was completely and totally 100% staged. And I've looked at this new video of the underwear bomber, supposedly in an Al-Qaeda training camp, and anybody looking at it can tell it's a fake video. You can see that they just inserted a shot of his face underneath the black hood, and you can even see the edges. It's not even a good computer morph. And they've been caught putting out, on record, fake bin Laden audio tapes and videos. I mean, that's been confirmed. That's how dumb they think we are. They announce that they've killed, you know, certain Al-Qaeda leaders over and over and over again and never retract the last time that they've killed them. But this could be real. This could be real. The point is they're certainly hyping it on Fox and CNN. Those are the channels I was able to sample and check on today. And it was the same thing. This is a new way of life. Get ready for more attacks. We've got to give up our freedoms. Let's cut to this New Yorker. I'm just scared to go out. My gosh, they could hit us anywhere. I'm so scared. What am I going to do? I mean, what are you going to do, lady? You get in a car every day. Number one cause of death. Kills 300,000+ people a year. You get on trains that kill hundreds and hundreds of people a year. You get on elevators that fail every year and kill people. You swim in swimming pools. You get in a shower that kills tens of thousands a year, slip and fall and bash your brains out. You walk down stairs that kill thousands a year. You take government, you know, pushed big pharma drugs that the side effects are worse than what they supposedly treat. You eat aspartame that fries your brain. You drink and eat MSG. You're eating GMO food that's sterilizing you and causing cancer on record. But see, the government doesn't tell you to hyperventilate and just relish getting all upset. It's like a big coward fest, a big ninny fest. That's how they've converted us from the strongest, smartest, hardest working people that weren't scared of anything to just a nation of pot-bellied couch potatoes who shake at their own shadow. I can't tell you how many congressmen and state reps and business people go, well, we know what you're saying is true, Alex, but aren't you scared the government will get you? Or some say, oh, this stuff's all made up, but you better watch it. The government's going to get you. You know, they're living in fear. Stop living in fear. Stop living in fear. I mean, if the Muslims really are all a bunch of terrorists and want to get us and want to kill us, have a moratorium on immigration for Muslim nations. But they're not going to do that. They're going to bring even more Muslims in, and then they're going to allow them to be radicalized in the prisons. They're going to go in and provocateur them, and they're going to play us all off against each other. That's how the New World Order rolls. That's how they operate. In fact, after Mike Rivera leaves us in the next hour, I want to play a video clip from a few years ago. And again, I could play hundreds of clips of the mayor of L.A. and of Hispanic members of the Congress and state reps that if you put a coat of white paint on them, it sounds worse than the Ku Klux Klan and Aryan Nations. But see, that's how this is supposed to work. It's okay if I'm against the Ku Klux Klan and Aryan Nations. Most of them are feds. But when I come out and say, look, I mean, tens of millions of people in Latin America have been taught to hate the United States, not the majority, but a large portion. And actually, I found some Zogby polls where it is the majority. And a large portion of people from Mexico have been taught to hate this country. They're righteous in it. The media never criticizes them, never tells them it's wrong, so that this can fester and grow. And it's the same thing with these black leaders who are funded by the Ford Foundation and in the university saying all whites must be killed. I mean, after I learned about the plan of San Diego 6-7 years ago, the plan by Mexico to kill all whites in the U.S. above the age of 14, I was wrong last week when I said 16, then I found a UT professor in Dallas who said, the plan of San Diego, and everybody starts laughing in the audience of Chicano Studies, and he says, you know what that means, don't you? Ha, ha, ha. And, I mean, you've got the average white person is just wandering around trying to make a living and has been taught all this guilt and feels bad about themselves. I mean, I'm a white guy. I know, okay? And, again, it's meant to neutralize a political block of people to never stand up against government takeovers of the Second Amendment, of sovereignty, of any issue. Because you will be demonized if you do, and they'll use these labels. We have to stop caring about the labels. And so I'm going to talk about this coming up in the third hour today and explain what racism really is. It's tribalism. We've all got it in us, ladies and gentlemen. And the only thing that will save this country is converting those tribal instincts and energies into the Constitution and Bill of Rights and liberty and freedom and a freedom culture. And then we can all be part of the same tribe who is into freedom and health and education and truly being healthy and truly seeing ourselves as a human race reaching out towards the stars. But the globalists don't want that. So the controllers of society, the social engineers, they invoke racial and religious division, and then they play the part as the arbiter or the referee or the savior against the system that they have conjured using our natural instincts. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. Let's go to John in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
You know, that bomb in New York, if those were the real terrorists, you think they could have put together a more credible bomb than that junk they thrown in the back of that truck. I mean, you can go to the Internet. There's all kinds of information on explosives. You can go to YouTube and watch junior high school kids blowing up junk cars with pipe bombs. You think if they were real terrorists, especially Pakistani's terrorists, they would have had the knowledge to put together something.
Well, there's also, think of how many busts there have been the last 10 years of junior high and high school kids blowing up a trash can in their backyard. How many of the cops busting those kids did the same thing a few years before? I mean, how many of you went and sawed off the backs of daddy's shotgun shells and put them in a can and ran a black powder fuse in there? I mean, how many people would now be charged as a terrorist just because you're screwing around on the back 40?
Well, I was saying, though, that wasn't, there was another reason for doing that, because that wasn't a bomb. That was just a big mess.
Well, I agree with you, but that could mean it was a staged event, or it could mean the person was acting alone, and Pakistan just claims they've arrested 8 people. They've done that in the past, and it turns out it's not true to just act like, you know, they're fighting, you know, Al-Qaeda right along with us. Because if Pakistan doesn't do what they're told, you saw what happened to Bhutto when the CIA gunned her down and then said she died by hitting her head on the car. And there's video of her being machine gunned, and then they said she hit her head. But look, what do you think about Bloomberg coming out and saying it's basically anti-healthcare people that did it?
Well, they're going to demonize. They want to demonize the Tea Party or anybody that's against their agenda. That's probably the reason that they staged that to begin with, because they want to demonize their opposition. That's, you know, an old communist trick, basically, you know.
Well, I agree with you, and the bankers run the communist system to consolidate our wealth. Anything else, John?
No, that's about it, Alex.
Appreciate the call. Good points. Tim, Julio, Steve, Tim, and others, your calls are straight ahead on the other side of this quick break right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.com.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Okay, I always reserve judgment in terror attacks, aborted terror attacks, dud terror attacks, but now a very clear picture is starting to come out. Turns out CBS TV, and it turns out somebody was smart and recorded it, interviewed a sheriff that day on the ground, and they said they were running a drill in Times Square on May Day of a truck bomb. We'll get this video up on PrisonPlanet.com in the next few minutes and up on Infowars.com in the next few minutes. And I will play this video coming up in the next hour when Mike Rivero joins us. Now, we know they were running a drill with the underwear bombing. We know the government got him on the plane without a passport or visa. You know, the U.S. government got him the visa under orders. That's the undersecretary of the State Department, Mr. Kennedy, on record. And so it's the same story over and over again. What are the mathematical chances that on 9/11 they were running Tripod 2 drill, the exact same buildings being attacked at the exact same time, and the CIA was running a drill, and the Pentagon was running a drill, and NORAD was running a drill of the same targets being hit the exact same time in separate exercises, so all of their agencies were confused? Because 99% of the people involved in these agencies are not involved in the terror attack. This is so if any of their agency people catch their cohorts in running the operation, the guy sitting right next to him at a terminal running the op could say, oh, I'm just part of the drill too. What is the chance that it happened with Oklahoma City with drills? And the head of FBI counterterrorism there for the week before the attack, then lying and saying he wasn't, and it came out in federal documents he was. What are the chances of the exact same trains and exact same bus being attacked at the exact same time and location in a drill being run by Scotland Yard on 7/7 in 2005? That is on record. We have the head of Visor Consultancy admitting it on the news. It was also formerly the head of PR for Scotland Yard, Peter Powers. What are the chances of the government running drills in and around the 1993 attack? They run drills every single time that shadow and mirror the real attack. And so this went from being 50-50 that it was in one column Muslims and or communist May Day people, because it happened on May Day. I said 50% chance in that column that it's one of those groups and it's real, and 50% chance historically that it's a government op. Well, it just went to 90%. Oh, I forgot as well, Joe Stack. We had callers that day when he supposedly flew his plane to the building saying that they looked into the plane and didn't see anyone in it. Then it came out on the news. Multiple witnesses said, yeah, it flew over. No one was in the plane. You could look right in. And then we got callers saying they were running a drill. The fire department was all there, and the FBI was already in the parking lot. And then it turned out that that was true on the local news. Oh, the biggest county city drill ever. They just so happened to be in the parking lot next door. Oh, there just so happened to be an attack drill. And then, of course, we got an FBI source that told us out of the Dallas office, I'll just leave it at that, that they were dispatched and told there was going to be an attack the night before. And then it turns out Joe Stack is landing in highly secure military bases. He's doing military contract work. His family says he didn't do it, and it was made up. He didn't write the letter. And then he has a small hangar with five other planes with the top Homeland Security expert in remote control aircraft. And they were running a drill at the Echelon building, and they were running one in Times Square Saturday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Turns out the government was running a drill in Times Square in the hours before for a truck bomb. Well, that's pretty much confirms it's a staged event. We'll be covering that more with Mike Rivero coming up. Marty Schachter joins us once a month, and I always love having him on with us because he's a sponsor, he supports the show, and it's a symbiotic relationship. But more importantly, he's been around since 1947. That's 60-plus years, and it's pure, organic, high-quality soap because there are no middlemen. Instead of paying more for organic soap, like most people do, that's questionable, this is high-quality California-grade organic, the highest certification, and it is delivered right to your door, bypassing the middlemen, the supermarkets, the advertising, everything, 85% off supermarket cost. Marty, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure talking to you and your listeners. I just want to emphasize that we are an American company, no outsourcing. We were conceived with my father in 1947. The goal was to create the richest, most concentrated, highest quality, lowest cost cleaning soap products imaginable. We have accomplished that, and we sure want to share that with all your listeners. It's what we've got is we're not talking about no new and improved like everybody advertised. We're old and fantastic.
Old and fantastic. I love it. Please continue.
Well, with over 10,000 Jones customers, our goal is 100,000. Can I share my dream with you? Call me 1-800-340-7091. We got it. We want to share it. And we're talking about taking you out of coach and putting you into first class. There's nothing like it in the country, nothing like it in North America, nothing like it in the United States. We got it. We can share it. We've got enough people buying our products, using our products, loving our products than anyone I know of. And it's something you've got to try, you've got to use, you've got to share.
Marty, tell folks.
Old and fantastic. Marty, we outwash all the major brands. We outclean, outsource. There's nothing like it. And we've been doing that longer than most everybody else. 63 years, and our slogan here is, our business is going down the drain.
Marty, tell folks about some of the products.
Well, we don't make 100 items. We've got bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. The four basics that we'll do, and we'll send you information, they'll do 100 jobs. You don't need any more of the window cleaners and the floor cleaners and the all-purpose cleaners and the pre-soaks and the wool cleaners and the endless array of toxic chemicals that are being offered to you by Procter & Gamble, Lever Brothers, and Colgate, and a lot of other chemical companies. We don't go that route. We're independent. We're a family company. We're not a corporation. We're a partnership family for all those decades. And, well, I tell you, you've got to use it. We've got to try it. If you're concerned about the products, we've got what we call a one-month tote bag. It weighs out about 6 pounds. It lasts an average family of four, anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. That's got bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap, accessories, cleaning information, all packaged and ready for UPS to your home.
And that's five-star soap.
We're talking $20 plus shipping to your home.
That's fivestarsoap.com. You can spell it out or the number 5, fivestarsoap.com or 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091. That's fivestarsoap.com. 63 years growing. Family-owned company. His son now runs it with him. Marty Schachter, great guy. World War II vet. High-quality organic soap, and you bypass all the middlemen. Made in America, factory direct. 800-340-7091. Marty, stay there.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 3 minutes, we're going to start simulcasting the balance of this syndicated radio transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members and viewers. I want to thank all of the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. There have been some big new developments in the Times Square failed bombing. An arrest has been made of Faisal Shahzad, and we're going to be going over that. Also, we have a CBS News report where a sheriff's deputy says, well, I wasn't here as a tourist in Times Square. I was here and witnessed what happened because I had been here earlier for training. And so we need to investigate what type of drill they specifically had. So we're going to be talking about that with Mike Rivero and playing that clip here in just a moment. We've got Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com doing a story. One of our sponsors we like to have up once a month is Marty Schachter, and Marty always gives us a limerick before he leaves us. 1947 is when they founded Calvin Pure Soap, organic soap company. They've got a full line of products, and I wanted to have Marty have a minute or so more to give you the toll-free number and website and tell you about their sampler tote bags. You can check out these fine Made in America products. Marty?
Yes, Alex. I just want people to know that they can reach me I've got myself here, my son is here, my daughter's here. The whole family is awaiting your calls at 1-800-340-7091. We offer our tote bag. We call it a one-month tote bag for $20 plus United parcel shipping. It'll turn you around. You will call me and you say, Marty, where have you been all my life? I'm here waiting for you and trying to take care of you, keep you clean, keep the money back into your wallet or purse because the savings is horrendous. Like I say, we're old and fantastic. Once you try out Pure Soap products, you'll never use anything else.
Marty,
guaranteed.
Marty, give folks the toll-free number again.
1-800-340-7091. We're awaiting your call. Happy to talk to you. Happy to solve your cleaning problems. Save you lots of money.
FiveStarSoap.com. Marty, we'll talk to you again soon. Give us your legendary limerick for today.
There was a young fellow named Hall who fell in the spring in a fall. 'Twould have been a sad thing had he died in the spring, but he didn't. He died in the fall.
Marty Schachter, you are a character. God bless you and have a great week.
Thank you, Alex.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us today. We are going to be joined here in a moment via video Skype from Hawaii with Mike Rivero, who's a Genesis radio host and also has the excellent news website, whatreallyhappened.com. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm Alex Jones with prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. There has been an arrest that has been made of a Faisal Shahzad, who reportedly is a naturalized citizen who had traveled back to Pakistan, and they're saying that he may be behind, he's the main suspect in the failed Mayday truck bomb in Times Square in New York City. Now, the issue here is we have seen the federal government stage other events in the past, events where the government completely stages the attack or provocateurs groups and allows them to attack, like the U.S. government on record saying they helped the underwear bomber get on the plane and ordered the State Department not to block him getting onto the plane. And we know that a security personnel helped him get on the plane. Witnesses told us this. The FBI denied it. And then later they had to confirm that it was true. That's just another example of the history of this. We know on 7/7. There was a drill being run in London of the exact same trains and exact same bus being bombed the exact same time. We know there were drills in Oklahoma City, drills on 9/11. We know that there have been drills in and around staged events in almost every case. Witnesses reported this, and the police later admitted it. The fire department that in Austin, they had their biggest countywide drill ever in the parking lot next door to the Echelon building that supposedly Joe Stack flew his plane into. Multiple witnesses said there was no one in the plane. Multiple witnesses said the FBI was already out there on the street, and that was later confirmed. And so there was a drill going on that day of some type. We need to investigate this development with CBS News and this sheriff's deputy who was there part of some type of training. Let's watch this clip and then go to Mike Rivero and get his take on it. Here it is.
County Sheriff Mike Scott was in Times Square the night of the attempted attack. He talked to Wink News today about what happened.
Somebody asked me why I didn't start taking pictures of the car. I was not in tourist mode at that time. I was in cop mode, and you know, you just sort of sense the danger.
Scott says he had just been with the New York City Bomb Squad for training earlier in the day, but had no idea they'd be called to work this case just hours.
And I guess the clip cuts out early there. We need to find that full clip. I know we were sent that clip by a listener, but we need to try to find the full clip. So the way that appears is that he was there for training with the bomb squad. I mean, he said, I was there for training with the bomb squad just a few hours before, and that he was in cop mode as part of that training in Times Square. And then you have the almost instant response of the bomb squad. And that's not saying the bomb squad was in on this. government intelligence agencies will have other agencies involved in drills so that when the NSA picks up chatter about an attack, it's missed because this fog of the drill, this confusion has been injected. And we know this is the case on 9/11, 7/7, and so many other cases. Separately, and we'll play this clip again coming up in a few minutes, we have Mayor Bloomberg yesterday on the nightly news on CBS News nationally saying that, if he had to bet, he would guess it was some anti-government healthcare individual that had done this. And we have a whole bunch of left-wing blogs trying to blame the American people. And Kurt Nemo wrote an article about that. So we know that anytime there's an event or a failed event, the first group they're going to try to blame is the American people. And we have the director of the FBI on record saying the number one focus is now the American people, not even al-Qaeda. So they set up this whole police state in the name of fighting al-Qaeda, and then they're now swinging it around to use it on the American people. Let's go to Mike Rivero and get his take on this situation. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Give us your take on the whole situation unfolding.
Well, you know, you pointed out a very cogent observation there with Michael Bloomberg's comments here, because looking at what I like to call the sideshow that is going on surrounding this event, everybody in politics and the media seems to be viewing every news event, no matter what it is, not as another situation of finding out what the facts and truth are, but as merely another opportunity to propagandize whatever their agenda happens to be. When this fizzled bombing first came out, we had Site Intelligence Group saying they had a video from al-Qaeda claiming responsibility. Then it was being blamed on Muslim anger against South Park for one of their programs, because this bomb was supposedly near the offices of Viacom. Then you had Bloomberg saying it was probably somebody that was opposed to healthcare. Other groups are saying it was probably the Tea Party activists. On and on and on. You see everybody trying to grab onto this news event and spin it to support whatever their particular agenda happens to be. Now we're hearing basically that this perpetrator they've arrested for it apparently lost his home to foreclosure about a month ago. And was basically, you know, would make sense. He was selling his van and going back home to, you know, basically try and get his life back together. So it's kind of interesting. We saw this videotape of the guy taking off his sweater, and he was the white guy that was supposed to be the suspect. And it just seems like we have had this continuous parade of possible suspicions. And I'm not sure where the truth lies right now, because the waters are so muddied, but it's just an interesting study in propaganda to see how this incident has been exploited by so many different people to push so many different agendas.
Well, exactly, and it's like a catch-all, just, you know, this vague, nebulous event, and now no one knows who's behind it, so we'll just blame everyone. But the good guys are the authorities. They're the officials. You just heard that video clip, Mike. What do you make of the sheriff's deputy being interviewed by the news and saying, yeah, we were there working with the bomb squad at Times Square a few hours before, so I was there in cop mode. I don't think you can take anything away from that, but that they were doing a drill. We're putting calls in right now to New York, to the county, to different agencies, and that should be public information. Were they running a drill in Times Square preceding this?
Well, I'd want to be very, very careful about this, because listening to the clip just then, it sounded like he was in New York to work with the bomb squad. I didn't get that he said the training with the bomb squad was in Times Square. It may have been or not. It seems a little vague to me, and I'd like to nail that down before we start, basing conclusions on it. But I think if he's in cop mode and he's suspicious, that's all the more reason to be taking pictures. So that comment about I'm not taking pictures because I'm a cop and I'm suspicious of the guy seems strange. I mean, everybody's cell phone's got a camera. And, that struck me as kind of an odd statement.
Yeah, no, I think it's nebulous. We need to get to the bottom of it. I had the guys rush in right at the end of the last hour and said, we got a CBS clip. They were having a drill. And then once I watched the clip, I realized that it was a bit nebulous, but we need to investigate this, because if there was a drill, I mean, it's not like we're trying to blame the government out of the blue here. I mean, they admittedly cooked the bomb, trained the driver in 93 there. Well, we know they're covering up in New York what happened on 9/11. We know they covered up the fact that they blew up Building 7, and now they're admitting, well, we were looking at blowing it up, but we didn't, because it just fell on its own for us at free fall speech. Mike Rivero, stay there. Let's continue on a host of issues on the other side, including what's happening in Arizona.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen.
Okay, I know we've got Tim, Julio, Steve, Tim, Shannon, and others holding. The toll free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Mike Rivero is our guest. Next hour, I'm going to personally spend quite a bit of time on the whole illegal alien situation. I believe we're a nation of immigrants. I believe we need more immigrants to the country legally. But when the government brings in these groups and then uses it to divide and conquer and gives them all this welfare and then makes them dependents of the state, I mean, I've looked at the voting numbers. I mean, you know, many of the immigrant populations, almost 90% tend to vote for bigger government gun control. And so the government is basically using them as a political weapon. Now I look at the Arizona law. It's questionable whether it's constitutional. But then what does Arizona do when they're beginning to collapse in southern Arizona, just like Mexico is? Mexico is a failed state because of their phony drug war. 20,000+ deaths in the last 2 years alone. They're in a serious crisis. Mike Rivero, where do you see this going?
Well, I agree that, again, various politicians and political groups are trying to exploit the situation for their own immediate political gain. One of the issues that I have about this sudden flare-up of the Arizona law and the reaction to it, I mean, the Arizona law really is just a state implementation of existing federal law and a promise of more rigid enforcement, which the federal government has been sort of lax in doing. But I think one of the reasons they're trying to fan this up as an issue is as we head into this election season, this is the issue we're going to see more and more politicians campaigning on, rather than to allow any discussions about the economy or the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and wherever else to come to the fore. And we've seen this in years past as an ongoing pattern where the politicians will decide we're going to run the campaigns on this issue over here because nobody dares talk about these really important things that are affecting everybody's lives over here. And so I think one of the reasons we're seeing such a furor whip up about this thing is, again, so to take the heat off of the economy and the wars. Now, one thing I did note is that over this last weekend when we had these pro-illegal immigration rallies, we've seen videotapes of the rioting that took place in Arizona when the law was passed. Over this last weekend, there was vandalism and damage up in Santa Cruz, for which the corporate media has basically turned a blind eye. If it had been the Tea Party in Santa Cruz breaking windows and damaging retail establishments, I think it would have been headline news across the country. I mean, let's face it, the immigration riots in Santa Cruz did more real physical damage than this bomb in Times Square, and yet the bomb in Times Square is getting the headline news.
That's right. I mean, to be specific, they had burning torches and set fire to a restaurant with people in it who had to escape. I mean, that is an act of attempted murder. And then the local ABC News channel interviewed two people who agreed with the rioters and said they have a reason to be upset. And so these illegal alien groups and their supporters feel like they're righteous. And so not only is the national media blacking this out, local media is egging it on like this was George Washington and the Tea Party. Meanwhile, they're claiming that Oath Keepers, myself, Ron Paul, many others, yourself and some of the documents, are basically terrorist enablers, and that we want all this violence when we're doing the opposite. They've tried to keep Hispanics, blacks, and Asians from joining the Tea Parties by saying it's racial in the last year and a half when it never had anything to do with that. So we see this divide and conquer taking shape.
Well, my main concern, of course, is that following the riots that took place in Arizona, and we started seeing Obama talking about coming in and intervening and interfering with the Arizona law, my concern is that if there is any interference in the Arizona law after the rioting took place, the message that will be received is that rioting works. And people all across the country are going to be looking at what happened with, oh, they riot in Arizona, they get the immigration bill overturned by the federal government. They're going to say, well, let's riot for what we want. Taxes too high, let's have a riot. Don't like the wars, let's riot.
Let me stop you. Absolutely key. What did Obama do when he was a U.S. senator with Odinga? We have the emails, they're public. He told his cousin, burn buildings, attack. The Muslim minority did not win the election, so they created a prime ministership along with the president for Odinga so he would stop burning down churches. And so exactly, the media is saying, you burn things down as our political army, and we'll protect you and not talk about it, but then we'll blame the Tea Parties and claim they're burning things down when it never happened.
Yeah, it is. It's manufactured terror, and it's going to be put onto a scapegoat. It's Nazi tactics all over again, and they're turning it basically against those of us who want to restore the republic.
Well, we're going to go bankrupt if we don't stem the tide of illegal immigration. I mean, that's why Rome fell, And it'd be one thing if there wasn't welfare for these people, and if we, you know, taught them about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, they joined the Freedom Tribe, because we're all tribal. So we better have a tribe of freedom and liberty and get past skin color. But if we don't do that, then we've got to kick these people out. We've got to shut the borders down because the globalists are using them as a political weapon. Great points, Mike. Stay there. We're going to come back, talk about this and other subjects.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. We're going back to Mike Rivero here in just a moment and your phone calls. I want to get into the distractions he's talking about. Sure, the oil spill's a big deal. It's important, especially to people in Florida and the Gulf Coast. But it's being used as a distraction as they try to pass cap and trade, as they try to pass open borders, as they try to pass, more importantly, the banking reform bill that gives the mega banks total control over the financial system, tracks everything you do, live time in your bank account. It's not enough that the feds already have access. Now, by law, they're going to be in your bank account. Anti-Second Amendment legislation going on, all these Supreme Court vacancies coming up. All of these incredibly central issues are being ignored. And the public formation of world government being announced in Forbes and AP to be run by the banks, that is not on the front burner or even the back burner, or the latest bailout of Greece, which is just a payoff to banks. That is not being discussed. Now, I have made two films last year, Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, that chronicle all of what the banking cartel is doing, the police state they're setting up, how they're preparing to demonize conservatives and libertarians and anybody who's against globalization. Those films are so important. You may know all about the New World Order. A lot of you know more than I do, But your friends, your family, your neighbors, they don't. And they're ready to be awakened now. There has never been an awakening this big happening. That's all the mainstream media covers is the awakening and how we're all a bunch of terrorists. They're scared, ladies and gentlemen, that we're finding out about the illegitimate banking cartel that's taken over our society. So I want to encourage you to visit the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com and get the Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, the highest quality DVDs, to make copies of them and get them out to everyone you know, to get the new film Police State, The Rise of FEMA, a year in the making. This proves the FEMA camps' existence, how they want to roll these things out, how they're militarizing the police, how they're selling the public on the end of Posse Comitatus, the executive orders. People need to see this. I mean, they need to know in this 2-hour, 20-plus minute film what's really going on. If they watch this film and the extras, they will basically have a master's degree in the police state takeover. My 16 years of research, my 15 years on air, all the latest information, the latest false flag terror attacks like the underwear bomber, the naked body scanners, it's all in this film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And, of course, Jason Burmese's new film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. I mean, this film is just indescribable. It covers it all. Government narcotics trafficking, white slavery, how they blackmail the gay members of Congress and the call boy rings, and how the CIA and COG system has taken over America. This film's getting rave reviews. It's available with the expanded extras on DVD at InfoWars.com, or you can watch the live/TV radio show when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Read my book, Paul Watson's book, that are both out of print. Thousands and thousands of interviews, 6+ years of operation, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, and it is your purchases, it is your membership, it is your support of the show that allows us to continue and to operate. You can also call toll-free, 888-253-3139, and basically, it's like a donation when you buy the books and videos and T-shirts and material, but then the materials are also key tools in educating people. So 888-253-3139, or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And I want to thank you all for your support in the info war. You're the reason we've had so much success. Okay, going back to Mike Rivero, I want to go to calls, Mike. But I wanted, and I haven't even asked you, but I want to see what you think is important. Any other political issues, any other items, things that the media isn't focusing on, things you think we should be focusing on, things that you're concerned about?
Well, my major concern on a global scale as we watch the situation unfold in Greece is that so far, everybody's solution to every problem in government is to basically take more money away from the people and to simply move it around. And because of the very nature of the reserve banking system, the problem is that people are running out of money to tax. In fact, there was an article we ran this morning over at whatreallyhappened.com where California is bemoaning the fact that because their state tax revenues have fallen despite numerous tax increases. In fact, right now, California is considered the most business unfriendly state in the entire country. But because tax revenues continue to fall, they don't see a recovery going on. And what we're seeing is this kind of willful government blindness where they still see the American people as this vast pool of untapped capital that they could just go out and grab some more when they need it. And unfortunately, the money has become so concentrated in just a few pockets, there isn't enough money out here for commerce to be taking place. I'm seeing whole segments of the economy begin to shut down because everybody is holding, you know, invoices for everybody else. We're owed money by people. They can't pay us because the people who owe them can't pay them because the people who owe them can't pay them. And for an economic system to be a system, money has to be flowing at all levels. And we've lost that. And our government doesn't seem to see it. And even worse, and this is another article we linked to from whatreallyhappened.com, it's coming out now that even as our Congress was bad-mouthing derivatives and short-selling, they were personally invested in them. And for those who, like me, were wondering why we didn't seem to see the government do anything to try and improve the economy as a whole, we're now learning, this is coming from Business Insider, that our Congress were right there with Goldman Sachs putting money in their pocket as America collapsed. And this is probably why they were laughing so outrageously when they pushed TARP through. Congress isn't the solution. They're part of the problem. They're profiting from the destruction of the American dream right now.
And they know what they're doing. I mean, the biggest funders on record of the fake environmental movement, there are real environmental issues, folks. Get that straight. But what controls and dominates the modern environmentalist movement is a system of taking private property, shutting down industry, because you have the banking cartel waging war against the real economy, against the individual generation of private wealth. And so they want a financial VAT. They want an overall economy-wide VAT on top of income taxes. Multiple states every month are passing laws to jack up taxes on food for everyone. They are ordering police to write more tickets while they lay off police to actually respond to crime. They're ordering police to only go out and generate revenue. So it's shifting to a pure parasite economy. And the more they wreck the economy, the more people go on welfare, the more people are dependent. And so this is really a form of slavery that is taking place. And I guess the only silver lining here is the elites for the last 3 years have been moving out of Western Europe and the United States and buying armored redoubts and private security forces. So that shows me they're planning to fully implode it and leave. That's a little better, I guess, than fully imploding and then sitting on top of us. So it looks like there's some method to the madness, but it's more just a pell-mell final looting and robbery that's going on.
Well, basically, the problem is that we're dealing with a segment of our society who are addicted to money. They've already got more money than anyone human could ever possibly need for an entire lifetime, but it's never enough. And if you really look at their behavior from the point of view of addiction, where, you know, they got to have more than the guy next to them, they got to have more than they had last year. I mean, I tell this joke about, you know, they're piling up all these notes in their living room, and they take off their clothes and roll around on the money and have a really good time and everything. But the reality is, it is addictive behavior. And, you know, this is why we're almost in need of an intervention here, because like any other addict, they're perfectly blind to the damage they cause to everybody around them in their quest for the next fix. And so as a result, I think what's going on here, we're seeing this accumulation of complete greed, and it's part of a larger evolution. When this country was started, the founders went out of their way to avoid private central banks as any at all involved with the currency of the people. We've had three private central banks. Even so, when I was a kid, I remember it was still possible to go through your life without involving the bank except for a mortgage and a car loan. Now we've reached the point where the banks are trying to move so that everything you do in life has to go through them. They want a cashless society. They want everything on the plastic. So everything that you do, they get a few pennies. They get a piece of the action, like the mafia. And it's just this desire to absolutely have all of life go through the clutches of the banking system. And you're right, it is a form of slavery. And I think people are getting very angry about it, which is, you know, we're starting to see the expressions of outrage and rage against the banks now.
But the government is saying in all these manuals, if you criticize the banks, you're a violent terrorist. If you criticize the bailouts, they are directly training the police and military. You work for Wall Street. You work for the banks. And I remember a professor, one of the heads of the Army War College, what was it, on C-SPAN about 7 years ago, he gave a speech and said, we're setting up a new world order. The Pentagon works for Wall Street. We don't work for the American people. So at the highest levels of the Pentagon, this is a guy addressing generals, they are just admitting the reality of what they've done, and it's a big, sick joke to them. And we're going to get Rob Rash, CEO and chief engineer of the Levy District, made his accusations Saturday during a candidate forum, and he said that he told candidates that FEMA officials told him the agency owes $20 billion to the U.S. Treasury, and the only way they can get it is through flood insurance premiums. And I'm getting calls about this in Austin and all over the country. People with hilltop houses are being told they've got to buy flood insurance, and FEMA's ordering them to do it, just like we're being ordered to buy overpriced insurance from the insurance companies who wrote the health care bill. I mean, this is a mafia situation where private interests come in, lobby the government to make you buy their product, and then they're bringing in hordes of illegal aliens to menace the public into going along with this. I mean, this is a horrible recipe.
It really, really is. And what is really sickening about this whole thing is when you understand that because the Federal Reserve is at the top of this whole corrupt pyramid, they're doing it all with counterfeit money. It's not like they're putting anything of real value into the pockets of the politicians. They simply print up whatever they need. It's a counterfeiting system, and they've used it to subvert the entire U.S. government to their own personal corporate interests. Everybody's trained to worship those little green paper notes, but that's all they are, pretty printed pieces of paper. They don't represent real value. Bernanke is just printing them up as he needs them.
And that false economy admits they are waging war against the real economy and consolidating. It's about power and criminal consolidation. And again, here is Bloomberg yesterday saying that it's probably somebody who's against the healthcare bill, a nut. So you're a nut, now 80% of the American people in major polls. You are a car bomber, basically, is what he's saying. Here it is.
Law enforcement officials don't know who left the Nissan Pathfinder behind, but at this point, the mayor believes the suspect acted alone.
If I had to guess 25 cents, this would be exactly that. Somebody who's
homegrown,
maybe a mentally deranged person or somebody with a political agenda that doesn't like the health care bill or something. It could be anything.
It could be anything. Now, let's go to another clip from A Bug's Life that I played yesterday. I'm going to play this again because this is all about intimidation. This is why the banks want to wreck the economy. This is why in their own memos they engineered it to cause the implosion, because then they're the only ones flush with bailout money. They shut off all the loans. The states, the counties, the cities, the individuals all go bankrupt, and the grasshoppers are in command. Here it is.
There was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
And he dumps a whole load out on him.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Okay, so let's be clear what Mike brought up earlier. Illegal aliens attack police, set buildings on fire with people in them, run around with torches like Frankenstein or something coming up to the castle, and the media says on ABC, these are good people. They interview people who agreed with them and said they have a right to do it. Now, imagine if the Tea Party did that. So, what do you need to know about the illegal aliens, folks? The media and the globalists are for them. That's all I need to know. And meanwhile, they're saying, anyone who's against the banks, oh, you're just a right-wing Tea Party person, to keep Hispanics and blacks and Asians from feeling like they can be with the rest of the American people against the illegitimate banking cartel that's taken over. And you have the media demonizing anyone who doesn't want health care as a racist to invoke racial division when we should all be together against globalist policies, period. They know what they are doing. And the problem is the illegal aliens can be a great ally for freedom. And many of them are hardworking, good people. But a large portion have been taught via the federal government and Ford Foundation. That's where it started. The U.S. government funded this in Mexico 50 years ago, and the U.S., that the U.S. belongs to Mexico, the Southwest does, and that Americans are evil. I saw a Zogby poll where 70%+ of the immigrants from Mexico hate America, but 80%+ of Americans like Mexico. See, this is the brainwashing. So Mexico can be used as a weapon, not to give the Mexicans freedom, but to turn us into a corrupt plutocracy like that. Mike Rivero.
Well, you know, it's rather interesting. It's your classic divide and conquer tactic. We've seen it so many years before. There's always a divide being imposed on our society. Black against white, rich against poor, young against old, men against women. I remember during the 1990s, this very obvious fanning of hatred between the genders. And to me, that was kind of the warning sign that our government was getting ready to launch a major campaign of wars because men were being recast as disposable in our society. All the focus was put on women in business and women as heads of household and women as the providers and caregivers for the family, and men were being treated as disposable. And it was pretty obvious to me that the agenda then was somebody is getting ready to put a bunch of rifles in the hands of men and ship them off and not have the American people remaining behind, the women and the children, care that much about it because they're just icky poo men.
That's right. Really, they were neutralizing women's natural love and defense of their men. When families are the species, men and women, a man isn't the human race, a woman isn't the human race, we are the fusion of humanity, and they know that, so they drive that wedge in there. Well, it's been declassified, admitted, that Miss Magazine was funded by the CIA to get women into the workforce so that the government could have the kids and work people to death. Again, it's all so cold-blooded. They've destroyed the natural human order.
Well, you know, if you go back and you look at World War II, and there was that whole Rosie the Riveter campaign and, you know, get the women into the factory so the men could go to the front lines. And then once the war was over, we saw all these TV shows like Father Knows Best and Betty Crocker that just extolled the virtues of the woman going back into the home and being the housewife and the mother to get her out of the factory so that the returning soldiers could have jobs again. And it was all this very cynical manipulation of the general population. And I'd like to hope that Americans are now sophisticated enough to recognize when it's being done again.
Exactly. And then the bankers said, look, we can have double the tax money and have their kids. Now get them in the factories.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever.
All right, Mike Rivera's going to be with us about 15 minutes to the next hour.
So
then I'm going to try to spend some time on race-based politics and explain to new listeners my view on this and how the globalists are using this to control populations. I'm going to go to Tim Julio and others here right now. Again, Mike Rivera is our guest. Tim in Ohio, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Mike. Alex.
Yes, sir.
Events over this past weekend were the perfect illustration of your new phrase, propaganda placement. You know, I worked in TV news for over 12 years, and November, July, February, and May are sweeps months for ratings used to set the advertising prices. So I was always extremely suspicious of any story that breaks at the beginning of a sweeps month, because all Sunday long, the news channels were just beating the drum about terror attacks. And then, on Sunday night, The Simpsons was about the city finding plutonium and suspending civil liberties, putting cameras up everywhere. I have a really cryptic clip.
And I have a six-minute promo video put out by News Corp bragging that they are placing propaganda in The Simpsons, and the federal government is paying now openly. They were always doing it, but now openly to brainwash. Go ahead.
I got a little clip ready for you. It's about 60 seconds from the show. You want to hear it?
Go ahead.
Here it comes.
This just in, the suspicious bag detonated at Springfield Union Station today contained deadly plutonium, which can only mean one thing, a terrorist plot.
I admit it. Everything I've said about terrorism till now was fear-mongering. But today I monger the truth. To protect our city from all future bombings, dirty, clean, dive, or carpet, we have hired an outside consultant from London, England.
London is now ringed by the most comprehensive array of surveillance cameras mankind has ever seen.
Excuse me, is this what the framers of the Constitution would want?
Well, I'm Wally of Wally's Framers, and this is exactly what I want.
How many personal freedoms are we willing to give up in the name of security?
That blonde girl thinks she's smart.
Now all in favor of these cameras, say cheese.
Cheese!
Those opposed, say, I hate America. Motion carries.
Is that cryptic enough for you?
Well, and it's sold like they're for liberties, but what it does is condition. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I think it was quite an interesting commentary on there. I'm not sure it's entirely in support of surveillance cameras there with the humor involved and everything. But I think it does illustrate the kind of processes that are going along with trying to scare people into a certain point of view. And especially that last part, we're seeing that already. Anybody who doesn't go along with the government hates America, or they're racists, or the rest of it. And I think I'm safe in saying that every one of us out here in the alternative media, you, me, all these other people who are trying to basically say we need to get back to the Constitution, we love America, or we love America as it's supposed to be, and we recognize that we've got this oligarchical, fascistic, economic cancer at the heart of America that is taking us down a path we don't want to go down towards what inevitably is going to be collapse or a new world war. And I don't think I want to see either one of them in my lifetime.
Well, I read the synopsis of the show. I didn't have time to watch it. Jason Burmes did watch it. And he said they basically frame Homer in it, and that Mr. Burns was involved in it. And so that's why I'm saying it was conditioning. So they're even throwing it in our face that they're basically framing people. But if somebody else saw the show, you can correct me on it. Unfortunately, I don't have time to watch The Simpsons. Tim, great call. Appreciate the info. We'll be back with Julio, Tim, Shannon, George, and others with the third hour. We've got Oath Keepers coming up in the fourth hour with key breaking news. Mike Rivero's our guest. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've reached the halfway point, worldwide transmission. We're simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. We're going to continue with your phone calls. Let me get into a bunch of key news and societal information coming up in about 20 minutes. But Mike is with us another 20 minutes or so. Coming back, I want to get into this bill because I've had a chance now. It was brought to my attention this morning via email to scan over and read HB 6123 that the Democrats have now got very close to passing the Senate. And they have another gun bill that has passed the Senate. Where if your license expires in Illinois, you get 1 year in prison, automatic sentencing. Okay. And in Illinois, they're saying if someone looks like a gang member but passes the Brady Bill, it's a felony if you sell them a gun. And it targets blacks and Hispanics. But notice that's real profiling. You don't hear people freaking out about that. So we'll be talking about that. This is very serious. And Illinois is the model, as California is, for national victim disarmament. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. A beautiful day in Illinois, and I'm looking forward, as I'm finishing school, to spend my summer with the National Guard in downtown Chicago. I can't wait to be a part of that police state.
That's right. They've announced what Blagojevich announced over a year ago, the military and anti-gun operations. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to ask about this situation in New York City. I've been glued to the television all weekend watching the propaganda from the Mockingbird media. And, just got done seeing Eric Holder and Big Sis, Ms. Napolitano on TV talking about how this was a huge terrorist attack. It was a deadly bomb. But hearing you the other day and hearing, some people on the news, this was like a phony bomb. It was kind of a pretty bad job.
Oh, they're now calling for registering, buying gasoline and propane because everybody could be a terrorist. I mean, if you use a baseball bat, you're a terrorist. And interviewing people going, I'm so scared. I'm scared to go out. I mean, we know whether it's staged, provocateur, or real, the way they're hyping it, that is the psychological terrorism right there to sell the police state. Mike Rivero.
Yeah, absolutely. It almost doesn't matter if it's a real event or staged, as I pointed out earlier in the show. Everybody's going to use everything that happens as an opportunity to push whatever their agenda happens to be. It's like everything that happens, it's raining day. How can I use this to sell my agenda? The bus is late. How do I use this to sell my agenda? Nobody's thinking facts and truth anymore. We're a nation entirely of propagandistic opportunity.
They've divided us seven ways to Sunday. And it's all about group identity. And then all the groups have their little pimp leaders over them. Republicans, Democrats, whites, Hispanics, blacks. Where is it headed, Mike Rivera?
Well, you're right. They're trying to keep the population badly factionalized and keep us quarreling amongst ourselves, because the instant we all unite and recognize that government itself is the biggest threat to our lives, they have to keep us fighting amongst ourselves, or we're going to start fighting against them. There was a recent poll that came out. I think it was Pew Research. I may be wrong on that. But it basically said 80% of respondents viewed the federal government as the biggest danger to their lives. And so the government.
No, you're right. It was Pew Research, and Gallup and other polls have shown 75 to 81%. So it's all in the 75 or low 80 numbers. And they had other headlines like, now it's cool to hate the government. Now it's mainstream. Now Ron Paul's views are mainstream. It's not that Ron Paul or you or I or Julio hate the government. We hate this illegitimate, unconstitutional government that's violating the law. Why do we have these laws to restrain government? Because our founders had gone through a big, corrupt, pushy government.
You know, it's interesting. Obama did that speech at that university the other day, and he spent a huge portion of it telling these kids, you've got to be polite. You've got to tone down the anti-government rhetoric because you're just going to build support for the extremists. And he really spent more time on that issue than anything else in his entire speech.
Which shows they're weak.
Exactly.
I want you to finish up with that when we come back. They are panicking. They can be defeated. Stay there.
Dog chewed your remote control? Lost your remote? Or is your remote control just not working? Let ReplaceMeRemotes.com replace it or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, VCR, satellite, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. Visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. For all your remote control needs, visit ReplaceMeRemotes.com at 336-377-2220. We also carry a complete line of hotel and hospital remotes.
ReplaceMeRemotes.com, ReplaceMeRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplaceMeRemotes.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Rivera joins us for one more segment, and he was bringing up the fact that Obama gave his commencement speech. We played some clips of it yesterday. And he said, don't criticize the government. The government is you, the people. So whatever the government does, that's what you wanted. But wait a minute, don't criticize because you're the people, and so you can't criticize the government. That's doublethink. If we're the government, then we have a right to tell the government when it's doing something we don't like or something that's illegal or unconstitutional. And he went on to just, for most of this long speech, say, don't be extreme, don't be rude, be passive, sit down and take it. You know, and then he had that other White House correspondence dinner and made jokes about, you know, this whole event is brought to you by Goldman Sachs. They don't care if you don't like the jokes because they're getting all the money. He made jokes about predator drones killing people, just like Bush made jokes about no WMDs here. Nope, not under there. So this incredible arrogance. Meanwhile, government is running TV ads all over the country. I mean, they have announcements here in Austin every year. And over 10% of Texas has warrants out for their arrest saying, it's Roundup time, Roundup. You better pay your fines and fees. We're coming to your door. We know where you live. It's Roundup. So when they have a real political Roundup, people will just say, oh, it's another Roundup. But they have these ads. They also have similar ones in England where the government's watching you from satellite. They're God. I covered the Fox News story where all these police chiefs are saying, we wear black masks to intimidate you, to instill sense of fear. So the state is trying to intimidate us so they can rob us. I mean, it's very elementary. This is what happens every other time in history. Liberty and freedom is incredibly rare. It's a jewel that must be protected, as Thomas Jefferson said. And he said, if you let private central banks come in, you will wake up homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. So I wanted to play this clip of Pennsylvania fear-mongering, where the government is like, we're God. We're omnipresent. We know where you live. Nice car. Nice house, Tom. What's not nice is you, Tom. So again, we're government. We're God. We're the big Skynet above you, controlling everything. This is government terrorism. This is Big Brother. This is authoritarian tyranny. Here's the clip.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of Fifth Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Find us before we find you. PA tax pay up. Now imagine the mafia coming to your door and saying, nice car, nice house. We're going to make this easy on you. The condescending voice, the Borg voice, you will be assimilated. You know, Dave, I had to, you know, kill the other astronaut and now I'm going to kill you. You know, that's the message here. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a direct contradiction to Obama's claim that the people are the government, which is complete nonsense. The people have been screaming for years, lower taxes, stop spending money on war, stop giving our money to Israel. The government isn't listening to the people. The Congress that passed TARP proved that. And the bottom line is, you're absolutely right, the biggest terrorist in our lives right now is the federal government. I'm not worried about Osama bin Laden, who's actually dead despite this latest documentary. We're all worried about the federal government. Even the people who still got the money to pay their taxes, they're worried the government is going to totally destroy the economy and wreck our lives a year from now. It's really reached a point where everybody is very, very concerned about what the federal government is doing. The government does not represent us. And now you've got the president up there saying, please don't criticize us. You're not supposed to do that. I find it hard to believe that Obama was a constitutional scholar or professor, because he seems to have forgotten that the original intent of the First Amendment gives every American citizen the right to stand up and tell the government they're full of it, without fear of reprisal.
No, now they're saying, you're the government, so sit down and shut up. Well, if we're the government, then we have a right to speak. This is so elementary. He's expanding secret arrest, torture, wars, and now, like Bush, making jokes about dead people with the drones. This is done on purpose to enrage foreign enemies so that people do actually strike us.
Well, yeah, our government needs to have real acts of terror to keep us under control. And when they don't get the real acts of terror, they're going to fake them. And again, Adolf Hitler did exactly the same thing to his people, and the end result was World War II. And the end result of our government doing it to the American people is going to be World War III, and folks, we will lose this one.
And by the way, that's what many government heads are saying. We're really going into World War III. They are planning to hit Iran. They've got a martial law scenario here domestically. And it won't be announced as martial law. It'll be civil emergency, just like Mexico. And it's so elementary. They bring in 30 million plus illegal aliens who would be hardworking, good parts of society if they weren't given all this welfare and told to hate America, because they know the American people are waking up. So they're trying to get as many foreigners here to fill up the military and everything else to be used as a weapon, because they can have a willing group that they pay off to do it. I mean, this is high treason. This is a completely bankrupt, out of control group of criminals. I mean, the mere fact that they're slapping Goldman Sachs on the wrist and focusing on a few low-level traders when they ran the whole financial implosion, not just here but worldwide by design, and we have the documents. I mean, where does it end, though? I mean, I think the average American's waking up, Mike, but I don't think the average American knows just how bad it really is.
No, the average American does not. We had a friend over here the other day who's involved in the local Democratic Party and is still basically drinking the Kool-Aid for 90% of what they see on the corporate TV networks. The bottom line is what, you know, they're pushing for this global government. I don't think they're going to get it. The end result is these bozos could bring about a whole new dark ages by collapsing the world government and not having, or collapsing all the governments of the world and not having anything credible to take its
place.
Well,
look what corrupt government's done in Mexico. It is collapsed. Mexico is collapsed right now. Even the small areas they kept safe for tourists have now collapsed. I mean, this is what corrupt government does. Look at North Korea. I mean, this is what we're going to turn into.
And it's absolutely horrible, and it's painful to watch for those of us who grew up in this country with this very wonderful idea of what America was supposed to be, to see America being murdered by the government itself. Not foreign terrorists, not foreign invasion, but destroyed from within by a government that has sold us out to private interests and foreign interests. It's painful to watch. It really is.
It is. Tim in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Turn your radio off. It's good to talk to you. Turn your radio off.
Okay, I'm in a warehouse.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was just real noisy. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I'm in New York, and I want to say, since you've played that clip, the false flags are at half-mast in Times Square. I just want to go over with you the propaganda.
Wait a minute. They put the flags at half-mast when no one died?
No, I was just making an analogy.
Okay.
False flags are at half mast.
Got it.
In Times Square. The propaganda that I've seen on the local news here, last night, Fox News, since they didn't have a suspect yet, were talking about how great it was to have video surveillance. And it's a lot like the show 24. And they kept using the word sexy to describe watching video after video trying to find a terrorist, how sassy it is. And another term that the reporter used last night was that we need a world-class surveillance, was the words used.
And yeah, I've been hearing that everywhere. We need cameras everywhere, or my gosh, we might have a person or two die a year. We better give up our whole way of life and give trillions of dollars to the Chertoff group. And I had some CIA veteran, part of the Chertoff group, on Fox saying, our way of life has ended. Yeah, and then they had Congressman Israel on saying, our way of life has ended. This is a new way. You know, oh my gosh, a truck full of gasoline. It's over. But every couple days, some house blows up from a gas main and kills a bunch of people. You know, it's the end of the world. Somebody died. Mike Rivero.
It is. It's fear mongering, and it's panic. They're basically, the government is trying to keep us afraid. And the problem with that is, once a government starts using fear to control their people, they're going to have to keep using fear to keep them under control. If the government ever lets the fear subside, if they ever let the people calm down to where they can start thinking again, then it's really going to start falling apart on them. And I think that's what's happening now, because fear is very tiring. Fear burns itself out. And I think people are too tired to be afraid anymore.
And let me add,
to be angry.
Exactly. Let me add the caveat. Let's not forget, Governor Ridge came out and wrote a book last year admitting that they were issuing the terror alerts and that they were fake, as we said 5-6 years ago, yourself and myself and many others, admitted that the terror alerts were fake for political gain, and they've been caught over and over and over and over and over again doing this.
Yeah, it is. It's all about the manipulation. I mean, they used to be able to wave communists at us, and we'd just pay taxes and send our kids off to die in wars. Then the Cold War was over, and ever since then, there's always going to be a new monster, a war on drugs, a war on terror, a war on carbon dioxide, a war on whatever. They're always going to come up with something new that we're supposed to be afraid of and give them money to protect us from.
And the New York Times also has an opinion article on their website today, Finding the Terrorist Next Door, in which they support a police state and the term that is used throughout the article as well.
Yeah, no, I've been hearing it. It's just our way of life is over. America had to, we've got to give all the money to the banks and the military. Sorry. But again, we have an elite that's used our government and our military and our tax money to dominate the globe. Of course they're going to rob us, too. If they'll kill a million plus Iraqis for some weapon sales and oil and for strategic interest of Israel, of course they'll do anything to us. I mean, they see us as just as worthless as they see other people. I appreciate your call, Tim. Mike Rivero, always enjoy our once-a-month visit. Always great going back and forth with you. Very thought-provoking. And we'll talk to you again coming up in a month, God willing.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. There goes Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget our auxiliary websites, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, and WhatIsTheEndgame.com.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
I want to get into how race is truly tribalism and how the globalists use it to control us coming up in the next several segments. But I want to go back to your phone calls here. Dealing with race, all the Arizona law, and I've now had a chance to read it several times, says that the feds won't enforce this law if we pull somebody over for drunk driving or whatever. Or we have probable cause that they're illegal aliens, we're going to ask them for their ID, and if they're illegal aliens, we're going to take them into jail. Now, that's what every other country on earth does, except for Western Europe and the United States and Canada and Australia, because they want to break down our sovereignty because we're the wealthy countries. We're being robbed by the banking class. But this story out of Chicago and out of Illinois, bill that would effectively prohibit African Americans and Hispanics from buying guns, advances in Illinois General Assembly. See, I don't want to be overrun by foreigners that the globalists control, because almost to a man, they're voting to take our liberties as a client group of the government. I don't, at the same time, want to see blacks and Hispanics aborting most of their kids. They're human beings. I care about them. I want them to be patriots. I want to wake them up. I want to be able to reach out to them. But with the Latin Americans, because they don't speak English, and because Mexico lost two wars with the U.S., they are particularly angry and have been taught to hate this country. That's why it's such a problem. Is that saying all of these people have that view? No. But a large portion do. And you could just go Google Aslan or go to YouTube, and you'll see hundreds of videos of mayors and congressmen and the mayor of L.A., just the most racist stuff you can imagine. Go home, pilgrim. Die, white race. You're scum. You're evil. You need to die. We need to plan a San Diego. It's disgusting. Meanwhile, you don't hear the Hispanic and black leaders criticizing this. No, they're authoring it. Law-abiding African-Americans and Hispanics would take it on the chin under a bill now moving through the Illinois General Assembly, sponsored by Representative Harry Osterman, Democrat District 14. It's HBS. It's HB 6123. HB 6123 would prohibit any person or entity from selling a firearm to a so-called street gang member. This prohibition applies even if the individual has passed a Brady Law FBI background check. Making a prohibited sale would result in a Class 1 felony charge and possibly jail time for the seller. Although the ISRA supports genuine efforts to curb criminal violence, the organization is strongly opposed to the bill, as the bill's provisions are arbitrary and pose an unreasonable intrusion on the rights of law-abiding Illinois citizens. But the feds are coming in and threatening ATF arrest of gun shops all over the country if they sell to someone missing a finger, because that means they're a bomb maker. No, they got their finger chopped off in a factory or running a combine, or an engine block fell on their hand working at a shop. I mean, how many craftsmen, how many farmers, ranchers, woodworkers, steel workers, factory workers, carpenters, do you know that are missing a finger or two? And we've shown you those training manuals where it's your responsibility not to sell to them and to call us. So, and under this bill, it provides racial profiling. And it says, you know, if you're wearing baggy pants or, you know, have tattoos, given the provisions, it says it established no test for determining street gang membership. Given the harsh penalties for violating the proposed law, It is understandable that retailers would shy away from selling firearms to a person whose speech, dress, mannerisms, or taste in music reflect an urban lifestyle. So, I mean, this is targeting black people mainly. Don't sell guns to black people. And that's the Democratic Party, the same one in the 1870s who passed laws in the South to not sell guns to black people. Oh, it makes me sick. It just absolutely makes me want to throw up. And just the arrogance, the over-the-topness of this. Shannon in Mississippi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk to you and comment a couple of things about immigration, and I have a couple of questions for you. I'm from a small town in Mississippi, and I work construction, and about every job that I get to go work on, 95% of the people there are Mexicans. And I wear a U.S. Border Patrol hat every day. I love my country, but I fear my government. And I go up and I ask them, I'll make it the point to go up and ask some of these, you know, are you legal or illegal? And 95% of them will, they'll just look at me and smile and say, I'm illegal. And then a week down the road, I'm getting laid off of my job. They're squeezing me to death with all these new taxes. And a question I wanted to ask you, Alex, today is, this national ID that's coming out, when do you think this will hit? And I'm refusing to get this national ID card, so what does that mean for me?
Okay, the way it's written, and this is in the AP, it's in the Hill newspaper. In fact, here's the article right here. You won't be able to have a job, and the illegals don't have to have it. So stay there. I'll explain this when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
answer Shannon's question as best I can. Take the carbon taxes. You're saying, what does this have to do with illegal aliens? I'll explain before we go back to him. Mexico, China, India, Malaysia, Taiwan, over 160 nations under the agreement have to make no carbon dioxide cuts. The West has to make cuts of at least 20%. So what's going to happen to the few factories and jobs and businesses we have? They're going to leave. China has no environmental standards, no insurance, no workers' compensation, no environmental cleanup bills. They just do whatever they want. Same thing with India. And it's not that we're against the people of India or Mexico or China or Eastern Europe. They're being exploited as well. And the globalists have stated they want to drive down wages. And they lied to the public and said NAFTA and GATT and the WTO are going to be great for you. They've known exactly what would happen. And Mexico, in the last 17, 18 years since NAFTA, for the first decade, they did well. They got to move up to the maquiladoras. They got paid low wages, but it was still better than some of the things they had in Mexico City. The government used environmental laws to drive most of the indigenous people off of their land on record up to those factories. Now almost all those factories are shut down because it can't compete with China, where the average salary is about 55 cents an hour. We're talking about people maybe making a couple thousand dollars a year. Now, you can never compete with that. Now, what you're dealing with in construction, and I've talked to chefs in Dallas, chefs in Houston, chefs in Los Angeles, where now if you can't speak Spanish, you're just basically kicked off. They won't work with you. So there's also a view of whether you're Hispanic American, black, white, it doesn't matter. You're not wanted. So it's also very, very tribal, perfect for the government because the average people can't hear the language, don't understand it, don't know what's going on under the surface. So the government also gives massive welfare to these groups. I've seen reports of the average illegal being on three forms of welfare under three fake consul matricula IDs that the government just issues to their people because that money gets sent back home. But on the issue of construction and other jobs, including cities, counties, and states, and the feds, remember the border fence, part of it was being built by illegals, just the 50-something miles of show fence they built, and then they never finished it, of course. The illegal aliens are there to undermine jobs, they're to bankrupt people, they're to drive wages down. That's what globalization is. And so the illegals can live 5, 10, 15 to an apartment or a house. They avoid most of the taxes. They're supplemented with welfare. They don't have to show all the forms of ID that citizens do. They get let go when they're drunk driving. They get let go when they're caught with $105,000 of drug money in Knoxville, Tennessee, that we covered yesterday. Because they are on the government team. They are needed to deindustrialize and break the United States to get rid of the middle class, which is what global elites always in modern history push to do. They don't want you independent. They don't want you doing well. They don't want the next generation doing better. What does the head of the IMF say last week? The good times are over. You're going to be poor. Get used to it. We've broken up your families. You're all working now. The state's got your kids. This is just the further process of domestication. So it's the same thing with the illegals. They're brought in to undermine jobs and to drive down the standard of living and to bankrupt the states so the federal government, which is itself controlled by the offshore banks, can come in and take over. And so that's why there'll be no enforcement on the illegal aliens. They're not going to have to get IDs, but it's going to be felonies for citizens, and that's in the immigration bill, if you don't have this federalized worker ID card that tracks everything you do and ties into the IRS and the health care bill. And even before the health care bill passed, 3 months before it passed, Illinois was already implementing the provisions of it. So they just do whatever they want. And that's only one dimension of it. Then the illegals, again, will vote for bigger government, more handouts, gun control, as long as the party in power gives them some goodies. And the system's always been worried about immigrant populations waking up. They've been really worried about keeping blacks on the Democratic Party reservation, not that the Republicans would save them. They took, you had almost 90% in the 1940s and 50s, the blacks in America were, quote, legitimate, meaning there was a mother and a father. And blacks owned their own businesses and were very, very wealthy. And there were just a lot of a very large black middle class. Okay. And it's on record. The CIA began shipping in cocaine, heroin. They would only allow the hooker operations to be in the black neighborhood as a way to degradate the society. I mean, this is a weaponized system, a war going on. But it isn't even so much that the globalists hate blacks. They do. But it's mainly they always pick a minority to beta test it. Like they told you the police state was for Arabs and Muslims and foreigners. But now we get the internal documents, and now they openly announce it's for the American people, period. And so they've got the average black person loving the Democratic Party. Well, the Democratic Party, under the Rockefellers and others, is there to abort their babies, more than half of them. They're to poison their food and water. They're to shoot them up with deadly shots. They're to ship drugs in and then put their kids in prison. The media is there to sell the gangster, you know, gangster rap culture. It's all crafted. But they sell the same culture to everybody else. They've just had the blacks where they want them longer because they came out of slavery and never had a middle class. Well, they developed one by the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and that's gone now. You have 90-plus percent illegitimacy. People say, oh, well, you're attacking single parents. No, I'm not. I'm stating the fact that you're four times more likely to end up in prison or on drugs if you come from a single home. You need two parents there. My kids don't behave that good for my wife. They behave better for me. I mean, everybody knows that's just the natural order of things. And if I wasn't there, I mean, it's not that my wife's a wonderful person, harder working than I am in many respects. It's just, it's a lot to take care of. And imagine if my wife had to work, then the state gets my kids. So that's the goal. And that's a long answer, Shannon, to your question, but they have, and it's also multi-pronged. The globalists always run the same operation four or five or six or seven different ways, knowing that it's like firing 10 torpedoes at a ship. You know, the submarine pops up, floods the tubes, fires. It's a big capital ship. They want to fire every torpedo they've got so that they are sure they, you know, sink the Bismarck or whatever it is. And so they already passed a national ID card under Bill Clinton in 1994, and I covered my first film, America Destroyed by Design. It's federally standardizing driver's license. They didn't get around to telling you that until 2006. It's the Real ID Act. Now, though, they're passing separate legislation in banking and in immigration where citizens have to have it, and then the government's in your bank account. And that's in the new legislation where the government is just taking money out whenever they want and tracking every deposit and purchase you make. That's in the banking reform bill. Again, they always create the crisis. Their solution is more power for them. And so, if they're able to break the border, if they're able to legalize these illegals, because that's the other issue. If illegals want to take the national ID card, they're instantly nationalized. They're instantly, basically given the green card. Makes it very easy. You want it, boom, you got it. But most of them are smart, unlike the American people, because they've been had to be more street smart. And who can even blame these people? They're down there in total squalor in police state. They come up here and the government gives them everything. They know how to manipulate the system. And they are left alone. If a citizen, black, white, whatever, tried to milk the system like this, Hispanic, American, whatever, it'd be over. All right, I said I'd get into the whole racial politic thing, and I haven't got into that yet. But I hope that answers your question, Shannon. What I've been looking for is discrimination lawsuits. In fact, guys, I can't find it. Will you reprint me that Knox News article about $105,000? They pull the illegals over. They're illegal aliens. They don't have visas. They're here illegally. They got $105,000, and they just let them go. They just let them go. And I see this all the time. How does the city of Austin, how does Bank of America take one form of ID? And I've had employees try to go in there. They want three forms to get a bank account. Why does Austin Energy ask for two forms of ID from a citizen, one form from an illegal? And it's a consular matricula that you can literally get out of a Cracker Jack box. They don't even check that. And I've talked to former Austin Energy employees. They've had big fights over it. It's discriminatory. And so the way to go at this, But see, you can't call ICE. ICE won't go pick up these illegal aliens. And if you tried to in Louisiana, the illegals will go burn stuff down and it won't even be on the news. They'll go, I mean, that's because again, they've got the full backing of the banks. Now, once they've sewed this country up and broken it and driven down the wages, they're going to fully domesticate the illegals. And they get the added benefit of once the illegals are in the medical system, they take the shots, they do what they're told, so they'll flop around and die of cancer. And the government will pay for the cancer treatment, which will be taxpayer paid for when they kill them with the cancer treatment. So it's just a total system of evil, Shannon. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Sure does, Alex. May I ask you one more question?
Sure.
I refuse to get the national ID card. And I've got a few other listeners here with me that I'm trying to wake up and talk to. If we refuse to get this ID card, I understand it's a felony, but say I walk into a store to buy something. Now, do I have to have this national ID
yes,
card? To
yes, yes, yes. They're going to have a VAT, a national sales tax. It was officially released by the government 12 years ago or 13 years ago. Now I got 98, 12 years ago. And, see, it's all going to be selectively enforced. And again, it's just so evil. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And this health care bill they've got coming out, we're not, if I don't buy that, if I say no to that, I say no to this ridiculous health care bill.
They are going to take it out of your paycheck, seize your bank account, and if you try to and put you on an arrest warrant list and put you in federal prison.
Bottom line.
But that they've announced it. Yeah, bottom line. And of course it won't be on the news. It's just, you know, where did Shannon go? He's spending 4 years in the federal pen. He didn't buy the insurance. And if you try to resist, they'll send by SWAT teams that think it's tough and macho to kill Americans, and they'll just gun you down.
So what I've been trying to tell other people, there might be tanks driving up and down the streets here shortly.
Well, they're already giving tanks to every police department in the country and training them to take on Americans. Americans are the enemy. Our government has been seized by offshore banks, and the entire military and police are being trained. We are the enemy.
Y'all hear this? I'm talking to the listeners, too, that's listening. I'm talking with you, and I'm hoping the listeners here are listening to this, too. And I'm doing my best here in Mississippi to wake people up. Alex, you are doing a superb job. I applaud you and your staff. Thank you, sir. And please keep up the good work. I listen to you every day.
Well, God bless you, my friend. I'm going to cover the racial programming in the last 30 minutes. Stuart Rhodes is coming up in 15. Let's just continue with calls right now. Let's talk to George in California. You're on the air, George.
Alex, I have a comment and a question, and they correlate directly with what you've been talking about for the last 10 minutes. I had to kind of write it down because I have bad memory, but so here's how it goes. I'm very proud of my Mexican heritage, but I'm even prouder to be an American. I proudly served in the Navy. I love America. I love the Constitution. The problem with my fellow Hispanics that I see in the news is that they don't know why they're there. They're told by the Spanish radio stations that it's anti-racism and that the people that are against them are racist and they don't care about them. They don't care about their issues, their families, but Obama loves them, you know? And that they're going to have tamales and burritos and stuff and, you know, music and everything, make it like a festival. And the people are there under false pretenses. They don't know really why they're there. They just know that there's a mob and, you know, they're going to be seen. It's going to be on the news.
And notice the dominant corporate media, the Spanish media, most of it owned by U.S. and global corporations, and a lot of it owned by big money launderers and drug dealers out of Mexico. That's on record. Notice the Spanish speaking media, the English media covers up when they burn stuff, when they attack people, but then they tell Americans, Hispanic, black, white, don't be part of the anti-New World Order movement or you're a racist. They're scared to death of us ever getting together against this. They're scared to death of us ever reaching out to these people. They don't know the Ford Foundation, the federal government taught them about La Raza and Mecha and Aslan and Plan of San Diego and all of this brainwashing. And so, I mean, it is an emergency situation. And But I mean, go ahead and make your point. I'm sorry.
All right. My question, though, is on the Arizona law. I mean, I kind of agree with it, but I don't know where I stand on this because what's going to happen? I mean, when I take my wife and my kids to peaceful demonstration and the Fed rallies, tea parties, what's going to happen when the police look at me and, you know, I look Hispanic and they interpret me as a potential danger? Everybody knows when the police stops you, you don't, it's not a debate. It does, even if you're right, you know, it's not a debate. They're going to tell you how it is. And
well, let's be clear. Every major city in Arizona has said they're not going to enforce this. And the police are not going to just, and they will have some staged horror stories. You know, when the police corner a Hispanic American, Black American, White American, whatever, and violate their rights, it doesn't even make the news. But believe me, you're going to hear the few horror stories that are out there. But I mean, you know, that's like saying if I go to Mexico to some resort, are they going to arrest me as an illegal alien? No. But if I fit the profile of a Guatemalan sneaking in, they're going to grab me and put me in a political prisoner camp. I mean, Mexico is hardcore on illegals because, you know, they understand their sovereignty. And I'm not even saying that's a good thing. Again, this is all much ado about nothing, like the car bomb. You know, and they're acting like it's the end of the world in Times Square. And we better give all our rights up. It's a bunch of hype. The point is, the Fed, look, the way to enforce this, Arizona's just doing this out of desperation. It's not going to be successful. And it will be a PR nightmare. It already is. The way to enforce it is, yeah, I mean, the feds all the time go shake old ladies down for, you know, claiming they owe income tax. They don't. Or the case of Sacramento, a 4-cent bill of unpaid taxes from some tax mistake for a car wash. Headline, 4 cents to the IRS, you know, causes a armed visit. And they came and yelled at the guy and were very rude to him. So see, be rude to the citizen. Be rude to the business owner. Keep that scum in line. Let them know you're sucking off of them. But because you want the illegals to drive down the wages, red carpet them. So the way to enforce it is, you start charging business owners with felonies for hiring illegals, and they're violating tax laws on top of it. Most of the time they're doing it because it's under the table cash. Charge them with tax laws. You do that, you fix the problem. I mean, there's 6 billion plus people that want to come here, and we can't have them all here. And even if we did have them all here, we've got a welfare system. It's bankrupting us. You know, stay there, George. I want to get your response to what I just said. Nobody's going to grab you and your wife. Well, actually, that's not true. They have 100-mile-in border checkpoints where they harass citizens all over the country. If you're white, look out, because we're scum.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality
at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
On screen for PrisonPlanet.tv members, you can see the Constitution Free Zone 100 miles into the border. Scores of videos on YouTube from California, Arizona, Vermont of citizens 50 to 100 miles in saying, no, you're not going to search my car, and the Border Patrol beats the living daylights out of them. Illegals, they just roll right on through. Here's the Sacramento Bee. IRS visits Sacramento car wash in pursuit of 4 cents. They talk about how rude they were to them, how they got in their face. I want to get this car wash owner on. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, because they want the enforcers out there, whether you believe in the law or not, it's a fraud, unconstitutional. They don't go after the big money people. They go after the low-level people to keep us in line. Now, it's simple. If you're a citizen, no matter what color you are, what religion, or if you're an illegal here, more illegals is going to hurt your job rate. It's going to hurt your employment, it's going to hurt your future, and it's going to bankrupt this country. And so, yeah, it's an ugly situation. But the globalists are for open borders. That's all I need to know. Then I go look at the evidence. I'm right to be against them. Anything the globalists are for is a fraud. Anything the mainstream media is pushing, no matter how they dress it up, is a fraud. This is a criminal system. It's 180 degrees, the opposite direction of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So let me be clear. You go to Arizona and you argue with them when they want to search your car 75 miles over the border or 100 miles. They're going to knock your teeth out. Okay? That's what goes on. My grandfather, he's dead now. But I remember him complaining back when I was in college that he was out driving around the hill country and got pulled over by Border Patrol 200 miles from the border. He's a white guy, you know, German ancestry. So this is going on. Of course they're going to use this to run checkpoints and have a police state. Of course it's going to be against everybody. That's why it's probably not the way to do it. But if you do pull somebody over for drunk driving and they're an illegal alien, well, no matter where they're from, you take them to jail. But they don't even do that in most cases. They admit it. So that's the issue, is that the sanctuary cities and the feds have an open door policy and are engaged in political warfare. So we have to stand up against it. Does that answer your question, George?
Yes. Another thing I wanted to say regarding that is that I'm just really torn, because I mean, I want them to enforce the law. I mean, we don't need any more laws that, you know, that nobody, you know, nobody follows, but I want them to enforce it, but if they enforce it, they're kind of infringing on my rights, because I am Mexican, I am brown. But if they don't enforce it, then, if they do enforce it, like, what's going to happen? I mean, they're going to take away my, you know, they see you in you're protesting, you're at the end of the Fed, you know, you're anti-government. They're going to take my kids away. They're going to, you know, I have a traditional relationship with my wife. Then they come in, and then they tell you that your relationship is not right, that you're, that he's a machismo and things like that, you know. And
oh yeah, that's the new thing. It's abusive if the woman stays home with the kids, because the state owns those kids. Let me ask you this question. You know, my wife speaks Spanish because she lived in Spain. And I mean, certainly you're aware of the Aslan movement and the signs these people have got, and the fact that a lot of these illegals have been taught that the Southwest belongs to Mexico.
I am aware of that, but I also know my people very well. I mean, I have 12 uncles, you know, and I know that they work, They get home from work and they're tired. Most of them, most of the people that I know will not go out there unless they're told, unless it's propagandized, unless it's hyped up. They're going to have music, they're going to have food and stuff. And the people, most of the people, especially immigrants, they don't speak the language, so they don't know. So they just get out there and they think that it's you know, they're fighting the racist, they're fighting the white guy. And it's not like that. You know, that's why I'm saying they're out there under false pretenses, but the media goes out there and then, you know, they put that out there. That you
exactly.
Know,
the globalists have created a situation that's meant to have us all divided and conquered, fighting with each other. But it's a real threat. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. So what do you do? Bottom line, it is going to hurt you and your family if this continues. And it must be reversed, and we have to have a national debate and discussion about this, George. I appreciate your call. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Founder of Oath Keepers, former staffer for Ron Paul, ex-paratrooper, disabled vet, firearms instructor, former Ron Paul staff member, Yale law grad, research scholar, and Montana, Nevada lawyer, and he's camping with friends in Utah. I'd love to be camping in Monument Valley, boy. That is so beautiful out there. He is with us for the next 30 minutes. He also writes a column for SWAT magazine. He has had the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center imply that he's a terrorist. Mother Jones said that he's involved in treason and sedition. And all they're calling for is for the troops and military to follow their oath and not confiscate our firearms and be part of this new world order. But I also wanted to get him on today because of a Raw Story interview he did. It says, Oath Keepers founder slams conservative media hypocrisy. So we've got him on about that as well. We'll talk about it in the next segment. But on the subject of the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and Mayor Bloomberg trying to say that the car bomb dud in Times Square Saturday, that he thinks it's people that are against health care, government takeover of health care. It's just amazing what they're doing, Stuart. We must be getting under their skin.
Absolutely. You know, you get a lot of flack when you're right on the top of the target, how it goes. And I'm proud to be on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of patriots. Right there with Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano. I'm in good company.
Absolutely. And, of course, yours truly, I'm on there, is particularly
that's
evil.
Right. That's right. You are. That's right.
And we're on the White House enemies list as well. This is really an act of desperation. They're trying to divide the American people by saying, you know, if you say the sky's blue, you're a racist. And Obama gave a commencement speech last week where all he talked about was, don't be angry. Do what the government says. They're really concerned.
Absolutely, and as you said, you know, if you just quote the founding fathers and stick to the Constitution, that's a threat to them. And so they're going to try to demonize you, but they're jumping the shark now. I mean, it's getting to be absurd.
Oath Keepers is just exploding. It seems like it's backfired on them in the few years since you founded the organization. Now it's just all over the place.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Every time they attack us, like they had recently, they had Bill Clinton of all people attacking Oath Keepers by name, mentioning us along with 3 percenters, the gun owners, in a speech and in several interviews. So when they're starting to hurl ex-presidents at you, I think you're doing something right. So I think they're just afraid of the Constitution, and they're afraid of our message and trying to shut us up. It's just not going to work.
Well, Bill Clinton 2 weeks ago said the Tea Party people are going to cause another Oklahoma City, and when it happens, it's going to be your fault. I think if another Oklahoma City happens, we better look at Bill Clinton. I mean that's a frame-up in the making.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And one thing to keep in mind also, look who was sponsoring the event he was speaking at. It was a George Soros-sponsored event. And these are, you know, he's the mouthpiece and the puppet, but the people who are pulling the strings are far higher up, as you know.
And who is George Soros? He's one of the big investment bankers involved in all the derivatives, robbing us seven ways of Sunday.
That's right, and it's both parties. That's why I gave the interview to Ross Story. I said, look, you know, there are conservatives who are sincere and are real constitutionalists. That's who are, you know, that's the grassroots of the Tea Party movement. I have utmost respect for them. But all the fake ones, all the neocons, I have utter contempt for them and no respect for them whatsoever.
Well, we're about to break. Let's come back and go over the points that you made there, because absolutely, Oath Keepers was founded against the Patriot Act, what happened in Katrina. You've been very critical of Bush, so is Ron Paul, which who you worked for. And the media has spun it and said basically you're some type of Republican operative. So I'm glad you're out there explaining this, because when the Republicans come back into power, we're going to be right back in the same situation because they're owned by the same people. I want to get your idea of how we get that message out so we can have real change in this country. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. We'll give you the Oath Keepers website and a lot more on the other side of this quick break. We'll have Stuart Rhodes talk about what the Oath Keepers actually stands for, the 10 things they promise to not violate, so you can make a decision for yourself. You know, are they evil? Is George Washington bad? According to the federal government, yes.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This nation is being criminally and unconstitutionally absorbed by private central banks that are looting every major country on the planet. They want to destroy borders, destroy constitutions that protect private property and the right to self-defense. This is their stated goal. This is economic conquest backed up with military conquest. Two new films that came out in the last month, available on DVD at InfoWars.com, that are so important to get in the hands of the American people, and your purchase supports our operation here. Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, defines who the globalists are, their history, their master plan, their crimes, and Police State, The Rise of FEMA, A Year in the Making, chronicles the physical force they've been setting up, training for gun confiscation, confiscating guns, military checkpoints popping up everywhere, training the military to take on the American people. It is so important to get both these videos and make copies and air them on Access TV and give them to your pastor, give them to your employees, give them to your boss. Get it out to everyone you know. InfoWars.com, the online video bookstore, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've got Stuart Rhodes, who came on short notice. He's on a vacation with his friends camping in Utah, the founder of Oath Keepers, Yale Law graduate, Army paratrooper, one of Ron Paul's staff members. Founded Oath Keepers because of the militarization of police, the gun confiscation training that was going on during Bush. The media has tried to basically, well, Mother Jones said seditionist, treasonous traitors, just absolute defamation. And I want to get into this interview he did with the Raw Story that we've got linked up on InfoWars.com. Oath Keeper founders slam conservative media hypocrisy. You can actually go to oathkeepers.org and actually read what they really stand for and why the system is so threatened by them. But we've had the Southern Poverty Law Center, Stuart, attack us. We've had the ADL attack us, and Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano and yourself and myself, and say we're calling for violence and imply we're enabling terrorists and just asinine tyranny. Meanwhile, illegal aliens rioted in Santa Cruz, set fire to a restaurant with torches, knocked out the windows of more than 20 businesses. No national news coverage. Bloomberg's trying to blame the Tea Party for the failed truck bomb, even though they've already arrested a Pakistani in New York. I mean, you're an American, so you don't even want me to make this point, because black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. But you're half Hispanic. What do you think about the fact that they're really trying, from my point of view, to stir up racial tensions in this country?
Well, sure, it's all part of divide and conquer. And they don't pay attention to anybody else's threats. The only thing they find to be a threat is Americanism, is bedrock constitutionalism. That is their great enemy. It's like Dracula being afraid of garlic or the cross. That's what they fear more than anything else, is that Americans will come together on the bedrock common ground of the Bill of Rights. They don't want you to do that. They want to divide and conquer. Police against the citizens, black against white. Brown against white. They want you all dividing, you know, left versus right. They want you to divide and fight amongst yourselves so you don't see what they're doing. They're destroying the republic.
They are. Let me bring up one more point on this issue and then get into so-called right-wing hypocrisy. I don't know if you saw this. It just came out Friday, but I know you've seen all the other confirmed drills and reports. They're training Brigade Homeland and the National Guard in drill scenarios where the Tea Party is going to attack military and police, and in the drills they describe us as drunken, racist, and they even talk about taking us to detention centers. I mean, this is really scary. What type of reports are you getting from all of your Oath Keeper members in the military and law enforcement on this front?
That the parallel is going on, it's no accident. I think it's total hogwash and a whitewash to say that one officer inserted that scenario into the Fort Knox training. That's just nonsense. We're getting feedback that they are being trained. Multiple reserve units for both Marine Corps and Army are telling us they're being trained by command of NORTHCOM for domestic disturbances. And it's not because it's some kind of future hypothetical. It's because there's something coming down the pike. And they know this. And the gut feeling among the troops is that they don't like the training they're being given, and they understand that it's for something short-term. It's not just way in the future. And in fact, we have a two-star general retired who is going, he just retired last year, who's going to go do some looking around, and he's talking to other current serving general officers. And so we're hoping to get some feedback from him this next week.
Well, please, sir, break down the type of intel you're getting. I mean, we know in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, passed in 2007 and concurrently the 3 years after it, it states NORTHCOM is for domestic disturbances, and even putting down governors and states that say no to the feds. And we see Hardball with Slimeball Matthews and others saying that, you know, Obama may have to be like Lincoln, and that the federalism issue has been settled via the Civil War. I mean, this is serious.
Oh, absolutely. And what NORTHCOM has done is, hand in hand with FEMA, has done an end run around the states, dividing the country up into the 10 zones under FEMA, which are the same 10 zones under NORTHCOM, and now with the Council of Governors. I mean, it's putting in place a shadow government infrastructure that during emergencies, they can just bypass the states, you know, nullify the state governors, and just you know, be under the reign of FEMA, mesh with NORTHCOM together. And that's what's happening. You know, they're setting this up, and now the training is becoming much more focused and much more overt. But the thing is the troops don't like it either. And we're here, and as you heard on the call-ins you've been getting from active duty, they don't like this. They understand what's happening. That's the big difference, is they're not able to just pull the wool over the current serving's eyes, of their eyes.
And that's checkmate. I mean, tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. We don't want to fight the military and police. We want them to relearn their oath, commit, and decide what side they're on. Clearly, the financial collapse is what Ron Paul believes. They're getting ready for open martial law and an attack on Iran. So this is very, very serious. If they attack Iran, they're not going to need to stage attacks. There's going to be real attacks. And then we get the internal MIAC and Homeland Security reports 2 weeks ago. The head of the FBI, Robert Mueller, said the new threat is the American people. Well, we've known with the internal docs for 8 years. The full focus of this has been on we the people.
Absolutely. And we're seeing that even with the Oath Keepers. We've got now confirmation that basically the FBI and ATF are being sicked on us, and they're being told to go out and find a way to paint us as a militia, find a way to, you know, make us look bad in the eyes of the current serving military. So, I mean, of course, it's happening to you, too. All these smear campaigns are being done against anyone who speaks up, anyone who stands for the Constitution. It's not done against fake conservatives, against the neocons, only done against true constitutionalists, because we are their actual enemy.
Yeah, let's talk about, well, first, let me just get any other intel that's important that you're getting from the troops right now. I mean, we have the documents, and it's not just the phone calls. We know what's going on, but specifically, what percentage is a dead reckoning of the forces you're talking to are really waking up to what's happening?
Well, it's tough to say. I mean, it's kind of like an iceberg. We're really here, you know, from a tip, and there's a great mass beneath. But you hear so many different pings from so many different directions that, it, you know, the big picture starts coming together. But basically, they don't like the training they're getting. They understand what it's for. They understand that it's predominantly for coming economic collapse. And in fact, other scuttlebutt we heard is that there are police who told us that during their training, they were told by prior military, I can't tell you who, but just prior military, that an economic collapse is coming. The government is aware of it, and the government is preparing for it. Of course, you know that. But the average police officer is stunned by this news. And so when they hear that for the first time from very credible military personnel, who, you know, in private conversations between professionals, when they hear that for the first time, they're floored by it. But they don't like it, and they understand that what's happening is that an economic collapse will be used as a pretext and a catalyst for shutting down the Constitution, for sidestepping the states. I mean, give me a break. There's nothing about state sovereignty that is being respected were preserved by NORTHCOM or by FEMA. It's just not going to happen.
Well, you're absolutely right, and we have the internal Goldman Sachs and other documents where it was engineered by design. I had Greg Palast, BBC reporter, on who got the internal IMF documents where they planned to cause riots as a pretext to come in and take over.
Well, I haven't seen that. I'd like to see that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that actually came out in 2002, absolutely. We had Greg Palast on yesterday. Now, expanding on this, on Tea Party Day, you canceled an event in D.C. because of provocateurs. Tell us about that.
Well, it wasn't so much provocateurs. We canceled because it was off our mission. I mean, as I said at the press conference I gave in D.C., we have the utmost respect. In fact, Daniel Allman, the organizer of that event, is an oath keeper. He was one of our guys in Georgia. And so I have the utmost respect for him. But the rhetoric started to shift from being just an open carry event, which is fine, and started to be much more confrontational. But I did say, look, it's important for the government to get that message that there are people out there who are not going to just, you know, roll over and give up their liberty. They're willing to fight if they have to. I think it's an important message the government to get, but it's not the oath-keeper message. Our mission is to focus on the people within the government, not on, you know, us that are outside of the government. And so I thought it was incompatible with what we're trying to do, just in the sense of we want to make sure we can reach the current serving. And if we put ourselves in a posture of making it easy, our enemies want to attack us and make us look like a militia. Because that way they can have the DOD, you know, make us a banned organization that active duty cannot belong to. Because they've so demonized the word militia that it's now the equivalent.
And they can use counterterrorism funds to really run an operation against you.
No, absolutely. So we don't want to make ourselves vulnerable to that. So that's why we didn't do it. I've caught a lot of flack for it. But, hey, I'm willing to take my lumps and whatever I got to deal with to stay on mission. My focus is on the current serving. And my message to people out there who are, you know, they want us to become, you know, they want us to actually become like a militia. They want oath keepers to stand up and go stop government abuse or go stand on the front lines and do this or that. And my message to them is, hey, do you want the police and military on your side or not? If you do, let me do my mission. You go do your mission. I'm not going to knock what you're using.
Exactly. We don't need people telling you what to do or what I should do. You know, they want to go out and do that. Go ahead, John Wayne. You got all the answers. We need soft power to come in and take this country back gently.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field-tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
they help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, is our guest till about 40 after. Then I want to play a clip of a black studies professor saying exterminate the entire white race. Well, that's just part of the human race. But I want to illustrate how you've got some of the white supremacists saying this. You got black groups, Hispanic groups saying it. I want to explain how tribalism works, how the globalists manipulate us through this. But going back to Stuart Rhodes, the next segment, we're opening the phones up just for Stuart Rhodes. Take a few calls, 1-800-259-9231. And I'm not saying everybody, Stuart, that's trying to get you to become this organization that gets the military to go out and confront people. But the minute you obviously get military active duty to start going out and confronting people, they will call that sedition. And I'll guarantee you that's provocateurs. It's like when I told Hatari of the hundreds of militia groups, I could tell they were being infiltrated because of their rhetoric. I got one of their members on back in August of last year, and I said, you're about to be set up. I mean, it's just so clear to see this. They hate your mission of reaching out to the millions of vets and hundreds of thousands of active duty and police, the millions of police, because you're having such an effect, showing them what's happening, that of course they want to get you off mission. Of course they want to get you as you said, you've already got ATF and FBI trying to go and find stuff on your members already so they can create this, this false picture that you guys are, this evil group.
Right. Yeah, they know how to deal with militias. Unfortunately, the PR battle was lost back in the 90s for the citizen militias. And so they know how to smear them. They don't know how to deal with what we're doing. It makes it very difficult then to attack us directly. And so they have to make us into something we're not. Be easier to attack.
They're certainly doing that. Shifting gears with your interview with Raw Story, Oathkeeper founder slams conservative media hypocrisy. Why is that so important, and break it down?
Well, I mean, the left has, since Oathkeepers began, has had this steady mantra, like with the Mother Jones interview, she totally misquoted me. She says in the article that I said I trusted Bush to only go after the terrorists. I never trusted Bush to do anything. And so it was a willful misquote. And what it does is make me look like a political hack. It makes me look like I'm just another Republican that doesn't like the fact that they're out of power. And so it's very.
But
important.
You've always been critical of Bush. I've been interviewing you for almost 3 years now. I mean, this is since the time you started. This is pure deception. You need to demand a retraction.
I did. I emailed her, and she said she would fix it. And I haven't seen a retraction yet. So, but that's how they do it. They want to divide. So it's once more the divide and conquer. They don't even want people on the political left to understand that there are people on the political right who are consistent and they have goodwill. Like I heard an interview with Naomi Wolf about 2 weeks ago. She's fairly consistent. She actually defended the Tea Party, and she's saying, look, they do have some points. And all the powers that Bush put in place are still there. And so there are people of goodwill on both the so-called left and the so-called right, but they don't want each camp to know that. They want you all to divide and conquer and hate each other as though you were just opposing sports teams, you know, and sports fans.
And that's what the Republicans are doing right now. They've come in and tried to take over the Tea Parties so that Democrats and others don't join to have a true populist constitutional movement.
That's right. They want it to be about GOP and just steer you back into voting for them. They don't want it to be a populist or an independent movement. Many Americans now are registering independent. I just heard the same thing happening in the military. In fact, I was talking to a guy from Army Times just yesterday. I'm doing an interview with them tomorrow. And he was saying that the new phenomenon in the military is that more and more of them are registering as independent. And that has got to be scaring the two-headed monster.
And so they're going to try to stage and provocateur events to demonize us so the American people don't get together because they're gearing up for their total financial collapse. They think they're going to be able to win, but I'm seeing the confidence drain out of their eyes, drain out of their faces, and just bleed out of their spirit. They are losing the initiative.
Well, of course, the big danger is like a cornered rat. That's when they become more dangerous in some way, especially really being on toes. But a good sign is like I got an article, an interview with Common Dreams that's coming out, and also the one that just came out with Raw Story. So there are some people on the so-called political left who are starting to reach out to people like me and like you on the so-called right and trying to find that common ground because they understand what's going on. They look at the banksters and what they did during the Obama administration and the Bush administration. They understand that nothing's really changed.
Yeah, I mean, actually, a lot of neocons are praising Obama for wars, torture, secret arrests, military tribunals. So I tell Democrats, I mean, if you like Obama, you should absolutely love Bush.
Right. And it's no surprise that neocons don't like us at all either. I mean, it's not like John Yoo certainly is not going to be happy about Oath Keepers.
Well, stay there. Got a break. I'm with Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site. ReplacementRemotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow. They have my original remote and an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's a deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com. ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality
at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
We're going to take a few calls for Stuart Rhodes here in just a moment. He just told me they're going to put a big billboard out front of Homeland Brigade headquarters, the domestic takeover troops. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. You know, we turn down probably 70-80% of the sponsors that contact us. I only take sponsors I believe in, and believe me, I really believe in these sponsors. It's 100% made in America. They're based in Tennessee and Georgia. They're Diamond Gusset jeans. They got regular jeans, motorcycle jeans, you name it. They are awesome. I wear them. I got a couple pairs. I'm going to get a few more. And they're just super high quality, and they're made in America. You can call them at 888-8-GUSSET. Gusset is G-U-S-S-E-T, 888-8. So that's 4 8s and the word Gusset, G-U-S-S-E-T. Or go to GussetClothing.com. Made in America. Diamond Gusset jeans, and they have got extra strong sewing. They don't split open. I can't even buy Levi's anymore. They're just total crud. They're now made outside the U.S., and they just keep splitting open on me, even if I get baggy pairs. Just they're total crud. Not Gusset, not Diamond Gusset, GussetClothing.com. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is SurvivalSeedBank.com. Look, everybody needs storable food, but on top of it, you need seeds. And plus, your kids will love it. They're non-GMO, non-hybrid. The UN and other groups are buying up the main seed line, so you can't get seeds that produce plants that then produce seeds. The GMO is so bad. Buy a survival seed bank. Plant it. It's springtime. Plant it in the summer. Plant it in the fall. And then get another one and put it away. We need to get back to the land and become self-sufficient. SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Great sponsor. Okay, going back, and we're going to get a few calls in here with Stuart Rhodes, who's on a short vacation. We appreciate him taking time out with us. He's joining us via cell phone from a camp out. Well, that sounds extreme, doesn't it? Evil campers. We've got to watch them. You were going to make a point about reaching out more to the military, staying on mission. You were telling me how they're trying to infiltrate you guys off air, how they're trying to set you up, but it's not going to work. Staying on mission. Tell us about the billboard.
Well, we want to focus in right on the combat brigade at Fort Stewart, Georgia, which has been the one attached to NORTHCOM for the 3rd Infantry Division. And so we're going to put a billboard up in front of their headquarters, in front of their base, that this is honor your own or remember your own, and point them to our website. When they go there, we're going to have an online Oath Keepers University they can plug into and just learn all the no-nonsense stuff they should have learned in high school, they should have learned from their command, but they're not being taught. State sovereignty, respect for the Bill of Rights, the fundamental structure of our Constitutional Republic.
And that billboard will get media attention. It'll get all the troops talking about it. It'll get a dialogue with the officers talking about it. And all of you as listeners who have friends, family, neighbors who are in the armed services or who are police officers, you are in a key position to reach out to them and educate them with films like Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that documents and proves just how evil this globalist takeover is and how they plan to use the police and military to carry this out. Before we go to calls, one other point. We need a public, above board, group that's mainstream and just calls for the Bill of Rights and Constitution and defense of the Republic against gun confiscation to just educate the military. And the feds hate that. That's why they're trying to infiltrate you, trying to radicalize you. If people want to be secretive and individual, that's good. But we also need a public arm to reach out and educate people. And that's just the way it historically works. That's the winning combination. And so I just commend you, Stuart Rhodes, for staying on message. And that's why the system is so scared of you.
And that's the thing, is we're disciplined enough that they have to go and stuff up about us, because we're not making it easy for them to attack us. We're doing this as we possibly can. I mean, I make mistakes once in a while, but I do my best to get back on mission and focused on the current survey. And if they do what's right, then we will win. So they can't do it without.
Well they don't want it to be they don't want it to be mainstream, to be constitutional and Bill of Rights and mom and apple pie. They want to make it dirty and secretive so they can tell the public, oh, look, this is secretive.
That's right. That's why they attacked Judge Napolitano. I mean, here's a guy as straight-laced as you can get, a judge, well-respected judge. You know, for years he's criticized Bush, he criticized Obama, he's a pure constitutionalist, and yet he's on the hit list for Southern Poverty Law Center. It's absurd.
Yeah, they're really discrediting themselves. Let's talk to Bev in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. We love you up here in Canada. I'm Canadian. My father's American. He served two tours in Vietnam. I'm wondering, why can we not... You know, we can't force these people to the billboard, but we can reach out with recordings from Oath Keepers. Why can Oath Keepers not record for us a good copy recording for playing for officers and soldiers saying their oaths so that we can continuously play this during peaceful protests at the G8, the SPC?
Well, ma'am, the extra on Fall the Republic is the Oath Keepers giving the oath and explaining it. In what, a little 15-minute video. And they do have videos that I've seen where they're reciting the oath and the code. Don't you, Stuart?
We do have some, but she's definitely right. It's a very powerful medium, and we want to get more video testimonials. So I do encourage people to, you know, throw it up on YouTube. Make one.
Listen. I mean, I can do it tomorrow. I can, you know, read in a broadcaster voice the Declaration of Orders We Will Not Obey. I can read that and then put, say, drum beat music to it. I mean, again, this is a team effort. This is not top down, right, Stuart?
Absolutely not. And what we really want, though, is I think she's talking about veterans and current serving talking about their oath and pledging themselves and reaffirming their oath.
What exactly are you saying, ma'am?
Need to remind the officers on the line that are bashing their shields towards us what their oaths really are pertaining to. It's not for these corporations or the government. It's pertaining to we the people, regardless of if we're in the U.S. or if we're in Canada.
No, I know, but specifically what are you calling for? I mean, are you saying a recording that can be played at events of the oath? What are you saying?
Yeah, well, they're hitting us with sound waves. Why don't we retaliate with hitting them with what our rights are, what they made an oath towards us?
Well, Luke Radowski did do that in Pittsburgh, and he got arrested, and so did Rob Dew for no reason. And those police, when they were going into even the university and attacking peaceful groups of people and attacking old ladies with police dogs, you've seen that footage, Stuart. Do you think that was a violation of the military and police oath, that what you saw in Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. Luke did a great job. I mean, he's one of our forum users, and he did a great job of trying to do that. But it's tough to do that on the spot. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but our goal is to reach them before they're suited up and before they're put in that mindset. We want to reach them before they're out there on the line.
Yep.
But everyone's got to do their fight their own way. And so she's more than welcome to you know, give that tactic a try, and Luke did his best. So I'm not knocking it.
Absolutely. He just peacefully, with a bullhorn, as they were beating people, said, please follow your oath, So they arrested him and then tortured him at a military facility. They took him to an old prison run of the military and beat him up and tortured him. Let's go ahead and talk to a general in California. You're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, he just dropped off. Cliff in Kansas, you're on the air with Stuart Rhodes of OathKeepers.org. Go ahead, Cliff.
I just want to make a couple statements, basically. I do appreciate you guys and what you're doing. I think a lot of what is happening, too, you know, I live here in little old Kansas, and we're starting to see a lot more of the police state stuff going on, and then, of course, trying to educate people on that. I really appreciate you guys giving us your, you know, your hard work and stuff, and we take your stuff and give it out to people. But it kind of blows my mind how people, I mean, even people that are supposed Christians and in the military and stuff like that, they've really worked hard at brainwashing these people, you know. I mean, you think you're overcoming years of propaganda machine working hard on these people, and my family, they're kind of starting to really open up a lot of this stuff. But
well, it takes time, and listen to this, Cliff. Again, you plant the seeds, and then when they see the tyranny later, they will sprout. Don't expect an immediate response. In fact, and I appreciate your call, Cliff. Going back to Stuart Rhodes, your comment on that, Stuart.
Well, absolutely. I mean, he's right. It's been a long time conditioning, and it is definitely difficult to counter it. But you got to do something, and it is making an effect. I mean, I know it's making an effect. Otherwise, you wouldn't be attacking me. And so, and you're having an effect. All of us working together, we are having an effect. And given enough time, we will win. And they know that. That's why they're worried. That's why they're pulling out every dirty trick they possibly can to shut us down. But I don't think it's going to succeed.
Well, they're like chickens with their heads cut off. I mean, I don't even watch much TV, but I'll be at my parents' house or my grandma's. They got the TV on. I randomly turned the TV on this weekend. All they talk about is demonizing Americans that want freedom, demonizing Americans that want liberty. I've talked to so many military people and police in these briefings when they specifically demonize me by name and you know, say I'm the worst and the most dangerous and that I want them dead and I hate them. Well, the military and police then go and actually hear what I have to say. So I also see their demonization backfiring, Stuart.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, they're now demonizing basically at least half the country, if not three-quarters of the country. And anyone who believes in America, they're demonizing. And they're jumping the shark. They're just going so far that it's becoming absurd.
Well, they're really showing us that they are, that the people running the government really are the bad guys. I mean, here they are saying that the traditional good guys are bad, and I really think it's, but they've got so much arrogance, so much hubris that as I said, now it's, hubris is giving way to desperation. Final question, Stuart. How do you think the cornered rat is going to strike back?
Well, I'm really worried about economic collapse. I think Dr. Evan Vieira's was correct. He wrote last month, I believe, where he said that that's our greatest weakness. We don't have sound money, and we don't have a militia in our states to fill the vacuum or help assist the police during an emergency. And so people are susceptible. If there's an economic collapse, many Americans may clamor for FEMA to come in. And so that's a grave concern I have, is that's where, you know, under those conditions, you might get more of the military and police going along because believing in their hearts it's a true emergency. And you might get many Americans who are asking for the federal government to step in. So it's a very serious Achilles heel for us.
Now, notice the conditioning's really intensifying, that the government's your mommy. It's going to protect you. And FEMA for years says, get ready. Bad things are coming. Be prepared. So that when it happens, they say, see, we told you. It's incredible. Stuart Rhodes, we appreciate your courage and the great effect that you're happening with OathKeepers.org. And we appreciate you going through the storm. And we're all here right beside you together. And as you said, all of us working, you know, towards liberty and freedom, and to warn people and to put out an alternative to tyranny, to tell people the other side of the story, the rest of the story. As Paul Harvey would say, in the end, we're going to win. History shows that a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man on the right who keeps on a-coming. We have to keep on a-coming, and whatever happens to you individually or me individually or Ron Paul or Judge Napolitano or anybody else, regardless, in the end, the message of freedom and liberty is bulletproof. It is transcendent. And again, I salute you. Go with God, my friend. Vaya con Dios.
Likewise. God bless.
Thank you so much, sir. Okay, you know, I'll have to do this tomorrow because I said that I was going to get into race-based politics. And there's so many facets to this. This morning I happened to just run across some La Raza and Mecha videos, and saying we're going to take over the U.S. and all Hispanics are for basically killing the whitey, and which isn't true. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But white people hear this, then they get radicalized. Hispanics then go, well, I guess this is the way it's going. I better, you know, choose a side. The media says, you know, all Hispanics want open borders. When polls show upwards of 80% of American Hispanics, they're not stupid. They're smart. They know it's killing their jobs, their future. They know there's 600 million people in Latin America. They can't all come here. You know, they've got common sense. And so they're invoking this. But then I ran across a video clip I'd seen years ago, and I've seen a lot of this talk by Kama Cambon's most excellent speech is the name of the YouTube video from C-SPAN. Am I pronouncing that right? Kama? How do you say it? Kamu Cabon. And, I mean, this guy was a big professor, and I don't have time now to play the whole 10-minute video of his short speech, because we're out of time, but you can go to YouTube and watch Kamu Cabon's most excellent speech, or just Google Black Professor Calls for Extermination of White Race, because I just ran into this in amongst all the Mecha government-funded La Raza stuff, not because they ever intend to have some Mecha group actually take over the U.S. They want us all having a war with each other, and the feds play the part of the referee, of the arbiter, of the group that comes in and saves us from ourselves. But I ran into this video, and everything he says in the first part of the video is true. The government's poisoning your food, your water, your vaccines. They're shipping drugs into the country. The banking system is meant to make you a slave. But then he says, white people are the ones that invented this and run this. And white people are a cancer, and all white people must be killed. And you remember Khalid Muhammad, the Black Panther leader, who would say, we kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the babies. Oh, we kill little babies. You bet we do, because they're going to grow up to be, you know, devils. And we kill the white women because of the military manufacturing center. I mean, you've all heard it. But here he is in this group of black academics, and they're nodding their head and agreeing and getting tears in their eyes with this exultation to kill whitey. And then I come out and I say, I'm against that. Well, then see, I'm the blue-eyed devil. This is asinine, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is, the media comes out and says, this is all condonable. This is all okay. This is good. You know, when the illegals set fire to restaurants and attack people with torches last weekend, it's only in a few California TV stations, and the TV stations interview people that say, well, they have a reason to be mad. I think it's good. But again, then they lie about Oath Keepers and all these other groups that are totally inclusive and want everyone to join and to be part of the fight for freedom and property rights and what produces so much wealth. And we're called racist. I mean, again, the people posing as the anti-racist, they are the racists. And I'm not even talking about this black professor saying kill every white on the planet. But see, it's true that AIDS was created to kill third world populations. It's true. I mean, we have the documents. It's true they're spiking the water. But here's the deal. They're spiking everybody's water. All the GM food that they produce that's sterilizing people on record in every major study. It was meant for everybody. Do you think a white cop, or do you think a white judge, or do you think a white talk show host gets a memo saying, hey, don't drink the water, pal, you're white? No. No. I mean, there's little white kids all over Austin dying from vaccines they've been given filled with cancer viruses. And so, well, again, to even get into this, I needed a full hour to cover this, and I'm just going to come back and play a short clip. But tomorrow, I'm going to spend time on this. It's so important.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet debt when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, the feds are saying the Pakistani American is admitting what he did. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Will Mayor Bloomberg come out and apologize for saying the Tea Parties did it? With no evidence because a white guy walked by the car? But look, I'll talk more about this tomorrow. I've studied anthropology, I've studied archaeology, I've studied just basic history. The Japanese ruling class enslaved their underclass and had laws in place where samurai could kill anybody they wanted anytime they wanted for no reason. And the people were slaves. The Chinese ruling class enslaved Chinese. Black tribes always enslaved their neighbors. Arab groups always enslaved their neighbors. Most of the slaves in the Roman Empire were white from what's France and Germany today, Gaul and Germania. This is how it works, okay? Groups come in and they enslave other groups, but that's not taught. You know, we're taught, oh, the founding fathers are back, and some of them owned slaves. Yeah, and most of them spoke out against it, and it was being phased out at the time. That doesn't matter. That was the history they were in. That's like saying Mexico owns Texas to California and all states in between up to Colorado. Mexico had a few forts here, couldn't hold any of it. Mexico was more racist towards the native groups and still are today. They have the same extermination programs. I'm not saying that's good. It's bad. It's bad that both groups did it. But it's that we had a free market system here to some extent that created all this wealth. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this black professor who talks about how white people are running this. No, evil people are running this. Every government on earth tries similar things. It's that Europe had the Renaissance, had more freedom than any other culture, and so it produced the most wealth. Then evil people took over and had that wealthy system and were able to dominate with it. That's why freedom created a war chest for evil to fund its operations. That's what's going on. And why didn't this guy tell black people not abort their kids? 50%+ killing. Let's go out of the show with this disgusting clip saying exterminate white people. And this is mainline, I would say, in about 5, 6, 7% of the black population in this country. This is very popular. Kill whites. I mean, they say it all over the message boards on my websites. They say, kill whites and we'll be safe. Yeah, right. You go to Africa and see how those tribes treat you. They don't know you. You'll be their slave tomorrow. Here it is.
Now, what we have to do is we have to devise a system or a plan for ourselves. And I said earlier that each one of you is a system. And everything that you do, every thought that you think, either you are supporting white world terror domination by your actions, what you buy, what you wear, where you go, what you eat, how you use your time, you are either supporting the white people in their process of death, or you're for African liberation. It's one or the other. And if we don't use our time wisely, then we are engaging in a form of subtle suicide. Because as I said earlier, their system is still going on. They still have these images on TV that are going on. They're still warehousing our children in special ed, giving them Ritalin. There are no jobs. We fill in the hospitals. So their system is not stopping. And then finally, I want to say that we need one idea. And we're not thinking about a solution to the problem. We're dealing with all these other things, but these are diversions from the solution to the problem. And we have to start to think about a solution to the problem so that these young brothers and sisters who are here now, who are 15, 16, and 17, are not here 25 years later talking about these same problems. Now, how do I know that the white people know that we are going to come up with a solution to the problem? I know it because they have retina scans. They have what they call racial profiling, DNA banks.
All right, folks, we ran out of time. I'm going to have I'll play it tomorrow. He says exterminate all white people, and it's been on the news. You know about it. But the globalists are doing it to everybody. See, he's divided and conquered.